Pretty Little Dan, Inc. We've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new Dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own junkatelia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD, Inc. presents the Dando Calrissian.
No.
It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Butt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your partner's Death Starfish. The Dando Calrissian is oh so pleasurable when shoved into their Wedge Antilles. Beautifully designed, it's adorned up and down the shaft with Yodas and sht. And why would you need a Dando Calrissian?
You never know when friends might show up.
Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Was a little harder because I don't know anything about Star Wars.
You do now. Because there's some detail in there that you got to be a fan to get. That's why I can't be mad at you for this one. You had me at Wedge and Tilly's.
Obviously, I had to go to Wiki. Okay. So I don't know any of these. I don't know how many people we'll get.
That's one of those that it's... For those that are big Star Wars fans, there was probably some pulling off to the side of the road.
And of course, I had to throw the Yodas in for Clona.
Of course.
Alfie, what was wrong with Dan's camera? You came in at the start of the show.
It was just a little off.
Oh. So you didn't hear it?
I heard bits, but damn what I heard. Woo! We played again, though?
Thank you for the prompt.
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new Dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own junkatelia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD Inc. presents the Dando Calrissian. It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Hutt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your...
Remember what I told you about Star Wars fans needing to pull over?
Yeah. Is that Alfie?
That's Alfie right now. He needs to pull over in that studio.
I didn't know you were a big Star Wars nut.
Oh my God!
His inner fanboy is climbing out of his face.
You think he was just named, the way he's reacting, he was just named prom queen. hell, I stopped it. Sorry.
You can do what you got to do.
Reset at the beginning.
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new Dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own junkatelia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD Inc. presents... The Dando Calrissian. It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Butt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your partner's Death Starfish. The Dando Calrissian is oh so pleasurable when shoved into their Wedge Antilles. Beautifully designed, it's adorned up and down the shaft with Yodas and shit. And why would you need a Dando Calrissian?
You never know when friends might show up.
Another fine product from PLD Inc.
He is so odd.
This is one of those moments I'm afraid he may laugh so hard he vomits. He's already done a 360 in his chair.
Is he really?
I was watching him the whole time. I'm halfway surprised he's actually still in the chair.
I can't breathe.
What?
I can't breathe.
Okay.
You actually sound a little bit like Yoda laughing, Alfie.
This one was shorter than most of them because I ran out of stuff real fast.
No, you packed it full, baby. That's, again, I want to, but I can't be mad because that's really good.
Thank you.
Want to.
And you know it's Billy Dee at the end.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's from his Colt 45 yeah. commercial. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can't play it again. What do you guys
want? I bet you can.
Seriously?
I'm sure you're not going to have any sort of, you know, fight from Alfie on it.
Please? All right.
See? One more.
Last.
Until later.
I hate other radio shows. Hey, I've done something funny. Listen to this 8 times in a row.
Yeah, but you didn't realize how funny it was, so you're kind of surprised.
Yes?
So it's not like you're bragging. This is more of just a, hey, how nice.
Okay. One more.
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new Dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own Junkatalia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD Inc. presents... The Dando Calrissian. It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Butt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your partner's Death Starfish. The Dando Calrissian is oh so pleasurable when shoved into their Wedge Antilles. Beautifully designed, it's adorned up and down the shaft with Yodas and shit. And why would you need a Dando Calrissian?
You never know when friends might show up.
Another fine product from PLD Inc.
What is Wedge Antilles?
He's one of the characters in Star Wars. Very, very minor one at that. That's why it's so impressive that you pulled it.
I didn't know if it was a place or a person. I didn't have time.
Some of the names do sound like places in that world, yeah. Alfie, wasn't Wedge, wasn't he the only one in all the movies?
Wedge is the only one to survive throughout every battle.
That's right.
Aside from the main characters.
He's also isn't he also the uncle of Ewan McGregor?
That I don't know.
Who played Obi-Wan in the new Star Wars?
Yeah, I couldn't work Obi-Wan in. I had a line in there about Dando DP3O, but I didn't have time.
See, it would have worked. You already got Alfie.
Okay.
This, oh, this really makes my Halloween costume even more awkward.
What are you going as?
A fancy stormtrooper.
You're not going as Lando?
I'm thinking I need to switch it up maybe, but... Although, you got to be real careful when you decide to switch races for Halloween.
Yeah.
Because if I don't go that extra step to look like Lando... Then I just look like a white guy wearing some funny clothes, and no one's going to get it.
Are you going someplace for Halloween?
I think so. We're going to, I think there's a house party in Tarrant County next week. that we're going to, and then there's a Halloween thing at one of the top golf locations.
On Halloween night?
Yes.
You know, we have the live radio drama Halloween night. It should end around 7, but we're not good at back timing.
No, we're not, but I'm aware.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I have good news.
Really?
Yes. I didn't show this to you ahead of time on purpose, but it made me dance in my seat.
Okay. I'm happy for you.
Are you ready? I'm going to hand it to you. You'll read it.
Sure.
There you go.
Good news.
Headline says...
Jesus. That is awful. This just in. The Fox Network says, please, no more Mulaney. I mean, I feel bad for some of them. No one's saying canceled, but everyone's thinking it. Fox has decided it doesn't need any more of Mulaney. And this is according to Deadline, and Deadline says, and I certainly won't argue with it. The network has halted production of the multi-camera sitcom following the completion of its 13th episode. It initially received a 6-episode straight-to-series order last fall. In May,
Fox... I don't know what that means.
Which
Sometimes could they order 6 series and say, hey, we want to look at it before we commit it to a schedule. That would be not a 6-series to network.
I would think a 6-episode straight-to-series order, that means we're buying 6 and we're airing 6.
Okay. All right. Doesn't matter. I even tried watching, I forgot what night it was on, or is on.
Mulaney?
Yeah.
Sunday night.
Okay. So I watched it on Hulu this morning.
Right. The third episode.
Yeah, just to see if they incorporated Martin Short in a little bit more, since he seems to be the only one that can act.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, but in bad.
Gotcha.
Still no good.
I actually have...
I've never hated any show right off the bat so much.
I just think it's funny how the network is just tapping out, like, please, just stop. Stop it. I still can't figure that out.
Which part?
How they immediately ordered 6 of them. That's what I can't figure out.
Maybe. I don't know.
I had a guy email me after we had talked about both of us watching the first episode, like last week. And a guy said, Dan, I'm really sorry to break this to you, but you and Russ missed it. I love you guys of the show, but you're wrong on this. This show, Mulaney, is supposed to be a parody of sitcoms. And I'm sorry, but you and Russ just don't get the joke. And I responded back to him. I said, no, it really is that bad.
Well, and I believe I even said that the first day we talked about it. I said, possibly I missed something. Mm-hmm. Some setup at the beginning. That's why I watched the first episode. I watched the beginning over to see if I missed some setup of Mulaney is a parody of sitcoms. Film before live studio audience, blah, blah, blah.
But that's the thing, is parody doesn't work well on TV.
It doesn't work well if nobody's in on the joke.
Exactly. And because the guy, when he sent me that email, I was so worried about it, I actually asked a friend of mine who's a comedian. I found out he actually knows one of the cast members.
You know which one?
I forget the name, but the black character.
Motif.
Yes, yes. So... I asked him just to make sure that it's not a parody sitcom, and he's like, no, they intend it to be this way. It's like, okay.
Well, there's a reason that NBC passed on it first, and then Fox goes digging through NBC's trash. Hey, look what we found. This is perfectly good. We'll put this on and then follow it with a series about commodes and bird cages, since we found all this at the dump.
See, you make fun, but... You're not that far off with some of the shows on cable, like Storage Wars and Dump Wars, I'm assuming is coming.
I'm just, maybe I'm a little more into the production of sitcoms now because we know Tone Bell, and I know how hard he worked on Whitney, mm-hmm. which was canceled in an appropriate amount of time. And now he's got Bad Judge, and I want that to work, and it's only because of Tom.
Yeah.
And if Bad Judge got canceled and this Mulaney thing on Fox didn't, that would have upset me.
Understandably so. Yeah, let's see. There's more of the story. Mulaney initially received the 6-episode straight-to-series order last fall. In May, Fox added another 10 episodes, raising the show's season 1 tally to 16.
But its ratings went up from its first episode to the second episode.
The series premiere notched a 1 rating with the 18 to 49 crowd. Episode 2 bested it with a 1.1.
Damn.
Although it must be noted... You know that there was like some sort of mass email from the producers to the crew, like, hey, good news.
Well, not 0.1%. It's the fastest growing sitcom.
Piece of shit. What's the rest of the story?
The network trimmed Mulaney's episode order from 16 to 13, although it must be noted that Fox didn't necessarily trim so much as it said, let's stop it right there, as Mulaney just finished filming episode 13. So they initially were supposed to shoot 3 more, and Fox said,
enough!
And you know, there was an executive, the one that was going through NBC's trash, and said, this is it. This is the one that's going to make me. He put it on the air. He's somewhere in his office, still waiting on that phone call with the big promotion.
I'm sure Lorne Michaels, who is the executive producer, he probably just put the pilot out in front of his house and marked for sale on it, knowing somebody would steal it. Because that's what my dad used to do with trash. It was too big for the sanitation workers to pick up. Mm-hmm. So you just put something out front that's trash, but for sale. Next day, it's gone.
Nice.
I'll put this out here and put look for sale on it. I know Fox will take it.
Fox comes by and it's beat up pickup.
Hey, jump out and grab that. You know, they'd probably go through Lorne Michaels' trash once a month. Probably where dads came from. Ah, that was Seth MacFarlane.
Hey, they can't all be golden.
Do we need a break?
Yes.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:33, first check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by LogMeIn.com. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 75 just before Lover's Lane. Got a stalled out vehicle there blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Walnut Hill. And also in Dallas, southbound I-35 right at the Zang Curve. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from around Beckley. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking pretty damn good right now. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 60 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 84. Right now, 80 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What audio did you go pull?
Oh, I was just reorganizing the Cowboys audio that Alfie pulled for me today.
Oh, okay. You had Alfie pull audio?
Mm-hmm.
He's not real quick on that.
He was today.
Okay. We'll see how it turns out.
I listened to it.
Well, I didn't say it's bad. He just gets rattled, especially if you go, I need this week.
Something tells me you're pointing at something, but not really.
He just gets rattled. Where do you want to start? I know that I actually watched part of the game.
Really? Which part?
I don't know. I think it was near the beginning. It was 7-0.
Okay, yeah, we were up at that point.
I figured out why I wasn't getting an actual TV signal to my TV, you know, from the antenna that I've got in the attic.
Right.
When they hooked up the U-verse, for whatever reason, they disconnected it. So I just plugged the coax back in there.
Oh.
Since I don't watch much live TV, I didn't really care. Well, game's probably on sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and watch it on regular television and see what that looks like with the, what do you call it, upscaling that the 4K TV does.
Yeah, how was that?
It's damned impressive. Something funny I didn't know. First of all the major TV stations in North Texas, they broadcast in 1080i. I don't know why. Maybe that's just all broadcasters can do.
What's the difference between the I and the P?
Alfie, what is I? Interlaced?
Exactly.
And P is progressive?
Precisely.
Okay, so what's that mean?
Interlaced, there's only half the picture, quote unquote, showing at the time. Progressive, it's all the lines are scanning all at the same time.
So there is a visual difference between I and P.
Yes, it's not hugely perceptible, but there is.
Okay. And then I noticed, because you can go up and down all the channels, and I can hit display, and it'll show 1080, like KXAS, 1080i, Dolby Surround 5.2, whatever. Whatever the TV station's broadcast in.
Gotcha.
Channel 4, broadcast in 720p all the time.
Those cheap motherfuckers. Sorry.
That's exactly what I said. In fact, I almost took a picture of the screen and sent that to you with a picture. Look at these cheap motherfuckers. I thought something looked just a little different. I couldn't figure it out. Because it was like the TV had a hard time resolving different parts of the grass when the camera was moving fast. Some of the other NFL games on, I think, NBC and CBS, mm-hmm. those look fine. And then when I hit the display, I went, you tight suckers can't even broadcast in 1080i.
Wow.
I don't know what the reason is. From what I can tell, it's the only one in North Texas that's not really pertinent to the story.
You know it's a money thing.
I don't know. And I know it's not, somebody's going to go, well, it's your cable converter. I don't have a cable converter.
Right.
I watch it direct from the air. I have an antenna in the attic. So I don't know what the thing is. I don't really care. I just thought it was tight.
That is interesting. I will give you that.
All right, where you want to start?
Let's start with, first of all, they won the game.
Yeah, I didn't get that far.
Clearly you didn't if the last thing you saw was 7-0.
Well, I checked in and out.
Okay. Yeah, the final score, 31-21. It was one of those games where I keep waiting for them because before the game they had won 5 in a row, and I was expecting, okay, you can't be this good in the NFL every week. At some point, you lay an egg. So I was just kind of, I'll just watch the game to see what happens.
Well, I think probably all the fans been doing that for the last couple of games. All right, when's it going to fall apart?
Yeah, when's our team going to show up? Because these guys that are playing right now, I don't know some of these guys.
I think a lot of, and I'll make this as simple as I can because I know nothing. I think up until this game that they won yesterday, everybody had perceived the Cowboys as a house of cards. And now they know this is Acme Brick.
Yeah.
And that's the only analysis I can give you.
Yeah, and that's actually pretty good. That was sort of how most people felt after the win last week against Seattle on the road. And then you almost sort of expected a letdown game this week, but they didn't. They just kept on doing what they've been doing with the exception of the first game of the year, which is playing really well, which is so odd. We're not used to this.
That's why I use the analogy of the house of cards.
Yeah.
When is something going to blow them over?
Mm-hmm. They at one point were even down 14-7 after a turnover, and I wasn't even panicking at that time. I was like, oh, I got plenty of time. They're going to keep doing what they've been doing. It'll be fine. And end up winning by 10. You can start with cut 7. Jason Garrett in the locker room after the win, talking to the players.
Listen up. A job really well done. We stood in this locker room right in this very spot about an hour and a half ago at halftime. The score was tied.
Thanks for the reminder.
To go earn this win. We did it on offense. We did it on defense. We did it in the kicking game. Damn proud of you. It was one play at a time. It was hard fought. We knew it was going to be a bar fight. I counted about a half a dozen guys with blood all over their jersey on the front and the back. It's a fight. It's a fight every week. We won the fight.
See, that's him with his players. So he tends to be a little more fired up with them. Last week it was huge because he let them wear the sweatsuits on the plane ride back. Everyone was excited. And then you get to a post game, cut 8.
I thought on defense, for the most part, we played very well. They wanted to run the football against us. I thought throughout the game we did a good job stopping it. They had a handful of runs that they made. There was a sequence there where they made some big plays.
I missed it one.
It's just that what he's... He said, well, they wanted to run the ball against us. So what they wanted to run some plays against you, did they?
Yes, they did, and I don't know why, but we have found many times, every time the other team gets the ball, they want to always run in the opposite direction of us. And I know that there were who'd they play?
Giants.
There were four false starts on the part of the Giants, mm-hmm. which worked out well for us because we weren't ready anyway. I don't even know why I remember there were four false.
You did, and there were. That's impressive. Part of why that's actually a good sign is the earlier games at Jerry Stadium out there had...
Crowd wasn't making enough noise.
Yeah, because it was the other team's fans. Now, they're winning, they're doing well. Hey, let's actually use our tickets.
Okay, I'll restart this.
I thought on defense, for the most part, we played very well. They wanted to run the football against us. I thought throughout the game we did a good job stopping it. They had a handful of runs that they made. There was a sequence there where they made some big plays for scoring opportunities that obviously was not good for us. But certainly at the end of the game we came back and did what we needed to do to get the stops, taking the ball away. You get those big strips at the end of the game. Those are huge. It was a one-score game. They had an opportunity to go back and tie the thing up. And for us to get that takeaway to go score that touchdown that put us 2 ahead certainly was a big sequence for us in the game.
And made us win. It's like he takes, the clip where he's addressing the guys in the locker room?
Mm-hmm.
He takes a story, tells it to the players one way, and then tries to make it sound like a police report in front of the press.
You're right.
Locker room, he's excited. I saw blood on the jersey. That's good. I like blood. You get out anytime you bleed, make me feel good. Well, some of the players did what they had to do.
A job really well done. We stood in this locker room right in this very spot about an hour and a half ago at halftime. The score was tied. We made a decision to go earn this win. We did it on offense. We did it on defense. We did it in the kicking game. Damn proud of you.
I thought on defense, for the most part, we played very well. They wanted to run the football against us.
He gets very Jack Webb-ish. Jack Webb, Dragnet.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's the next one?
The next one is still as part of Jason Garrett's post-game press conference. A reporter asks him about the durability and using DeMarco Murray, our running back, as much as we have been.
I know you guys have talked about trying to watch his carries and preserve him. Again, he's had a high number of carries today, but all those yards, all those carries were important to the win, and that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. You've heard me say this thousands of times, bell cow, whatever you want to call him, we're going to hand him the ball. And we believe in that, and he's certainly capable of handling that. Now, we also believe in the other guys. We gave Joseph Randall some touches, Lance Dunbar played, so those guys are worthy of opportunities. We'll keep mixing them in, just like we do with the tight ends, just like we do with the receivers. When you can attack a lot of different ways, that's good for our team. And starts with running pass, but also using guys different ways. I think we've done a good job of that on offense.
Nothing.
No, I don't know what he said. Aren't you taking a big chance? If I understand right, the question is, with DeMarco, aren't you taking a big chance depending on him so much? Is that the question?
In essence, yeah. Like, they're worried about the durability.
of how much DeMarco can take.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fair...
I don't even know what DeMarco looks like.
I want to say 6'2", 225, 230.
He's like nobody ever. I don't think anybody asked that question when Emmitt Smith was playing, and they handed him the ball almost every play. All right, put it in the tank, let him go.
And you're right. That was it was a slightly different league back then. That was when you could have one of your best players on the field needed to be your running back because he was going to carry the ball 25 times a game. That's what they're doing with DeMarco Murray, and it's kind of a throwback. Today's NFL. You can do it more by a couple of guys back there because there's so much more emphasis on throwing the ball as opposed to running it.
Are you looking for some type of response?
I'll throw in a little bit more. Emmitt was actually smaller than what DeMarco Murray is. I think Emmitt was like 5'9", about 210, maybe 200.
But he had legs the size of a mobile home.
Yes, he did. Certainly
and you knew
did.
If you gave him that ball... Not only could he hang on to it, he was going someplace.
Yeah. He really, man, I love
it. It was just like putting it in the trunk of a car and going, drive that way.
Flip to the firewall.
You're right. That's actually really good. You put the ball in the trunk and go.
He was just this machine.
And right now, that's DeMarco Murray's playing at that level right now. And that's obviously huge. It's part of the reason why the Cowboys have, I can't believe I'm going to say this, have won six straight. I swear to God.
Is that real?
I was looking at the TV and I was asking a buddy of mine, says, is this really happening? Because I need to remind myself the last 3 years of 8-8, as Cowboys fans, we need to truly appreciate this because, again, it's been so long.
They have the best record in the NFL right now, don't they?
I don't know. Yes, and Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they?
If it's not theirs solely, they're tied with somebody else.
So, how did he answer the question about DeMarco?
He basically said that we're going to use him. He stopped short of saying we're going to put the ball in his trunk and tell him to go. But
because we have football players on and off the field, and when those players that are on the bench during the game, when they are ready, I put them back on the field to complete the football game. And DeMarco is a player we need on the field right now.
That's pretty close to what he said.
We have found on the bench we don't score as much. Run, pass, throw, pass, throw, run. Or throw, run, pass. They're all equal options and possibilities that helped us win consecutive games in this football menagerie.
Menagerie actually is a word I'm certain Jason Garrett has used.
Do you know what that means? I know it's on the top of a pie.
a pie? Okay. And then finally, just it's a little something extra. We got Jerry Jones. He's talking about the team exceeding the expectations that we all had going into the season.
If I told you before the year started that this team was going to be 6-1 at this point, would
you? Dude, don't screw this one up. What he needs to say, I have no clue. What he needs to say is, I have confidence in my coaches. I have confidence in my players. We're the Dallas Cowboys. And no, I'm not surprised. That's about all the soundbite you need.
Okay.
And I don't even mind one of the...
How about them Cowboys?
One of those is all right.
All right.
If I told you before the year started that this team was going to be 6-1 at this point, what would you have thought?
Well, I would have thought you were kidding me about glory hole or something. I'm not... No, seriously. I think our record is above our what we could have expected and we have it, and it's a credit to a team that's building and their confidence. Again, that wasn't the same team that went to Seattle, that came home from Seattle. And I know this team, the Giants, had a lot to say, a lot to prove today. They were not happy with last week's game. And we know we've been in here with them too many times that Eli Manning can be a heck of a competitor. And so this is a big game for us.
Am I wrong? Should he have said, no, I didn't expect none of this? This is crazy talk.
If he had said
I kept looking at it from my Scott box going, who the f*** is that down there? Just with that Justin Bieber look where he always staring off in the distance like he's confused about something.
Yeah, it actually, that is a perfect way to describe it because Bieber looks like he's looking at somebody and trying to decide if he knows that guy. And maybe that's part of the reason Jerry loves going down to the locker room after the games, especially after a win. He's got to make sure his players are actually his players.
But you know, he had to be as shocked as anybody else watching the game, even though he's there live watching it out of the skybox. You know, at a certain point, he's just the confusion's got to set in. He's going to open the window of the skybox.
Who are you people?
All right, we're late. We got to break. Back. I'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
402, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by SiriusXM. Get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 right at Ferguson. Got an accident there, blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to 75. Also in Dallas, southbound 75 just before Lover's, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back to the Royal Lane. Let's move into Richardson, southbound 75 right at Spring Valley. Got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Campbell Road. Northbound lanes are also affected there. The accident is blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to the High 5. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound 183 right at International Parkway. Got an accident there. Right at Damon Carter. Damon, I screwed up. Eastbound 183 at International Parkway. Got an accident there. Traffic's backed up back to Damon Carter. Other than that, traffic out there is looking pretty damn good. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Tonight's low will be 60 degrees. Tomorrow's high, 84, with plenty of sunshine. Right now, it is 80 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Alfie, what's line one?
He is calling about the Cowboys.
All right. Yes, Greg.
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, I was going to let Dan know that I know he's all hyped up about being 6-1, but they can still crap the bed and end up at 8-8.
Do you really think that's going to happen, Greg?
You know, I wouldn't put it past the Cowboys. And I'm a Cowboy fan, but you just, like you said, after the years of everything going on.
Call's gone. I didn't think I'm playing.
No, yeah, that was his fault. Technically, he is correct.
Well, he's got a point. The team over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If Jerry wanted to be honest when somebody said, did you expect this? He was honest. No, I didn't expect this.
Mm-hmm.
As the owner, I would hope you'd have a little bit more confidence in your team and lie.
And not only that, but also as the general manager of the team, and all the heat that he takes for
he's responsible for a good portion of it.
So you would think he would say, you're damn right I expect it. I put the team on the field. I knew it. I'm surprised he didn't go about it that way.
My guess would be he's still looking bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
I know this team can still the bed. I ain't taking credit until I got one of the new big rings.
Okay. Yes, it is absolutely possible.
Well, it's also possible that they never lose another game for the next three decades. There are a lot of things that are possible.
Exactly. That's why you look at the games. You have enough evidence now. There's seven games. We're almost at the halfway point. We know what the team is.
All right, in a nutshell, the last six games that they've won,
mm-hmm.
How many were a struggle to win? Maybe where you didn't know, and it was just like I know one went into overtime. That's all I know.
The Houston game, that was one. That was overtime. Had to win on a late field goal. You had the, was it Seattle?
Where many of them a struggle.
No.
Okay. Then that's a good sign.
They've had, I mean, we're talking about, you know, they blew out New Orleans, shocked everybody, beat Seattle on the road, shocked everybody. I mean, really, it's one of those things, if they just had their head out of their ass in that first game, this team could be 7-0.
Well, just by review, I don't know why I'm on the phone now. By reviewing the those moving pictures that we take and look afterwards, the game films.
Yes.
Those we looked at, we realized this is a team effort. And we have found that many times to be a team, we all have to show up. Thank you.
This is why I actually...
We have also found that healthier players seem to play better.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, this is why I like talking Cowboys with you.
I mean, really, with Jason Garrett, you could take any press, take one press conference where they've lost, one where they've won,
mm-hmm.
and just play that anytime they've won or lost, and all the answers would be pretty much the same, since he doesn't really like to say, I don't think in any of the clips you've ever pulled, I heard him specifically point out, hey, we wouldn't have won this game had it not been, who's the guy that's 100 yards rushing now?
DeMarco Murray.
Wouldn't have won this game had it not been for DeMarco. Why is that bad to say? What if somebody asked, how important was DeMarco to the game? Do you think he would have said, I think if he wasn't there, we might not have pulled this one out?
No. I think what he would say, what this is almost exactly what he would say. He'd say, he was instrumental in our win today. He's a damn good football player. Means a lot to our team. We're lucky to have him.
He helped us make the plays that are huge. And that's my motto as coach. Big, big plays. He is one of our players that is ready to win the football game. In order to be able to secure that win, we have to get what we're looking for.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm done with the cowboy stuff.
Okay.
What do you want to do now? You want to think about it?
No, I've got a few different things. I got some audio. Let's see.
I can play the dando thingy while you're looking.
Just play it. It'll make us happy. It'll make Alfie happy.
That'd be the wrong button.
Mm-hmm.
Hit two in a row now.
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own junkatalia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD, Inc. presents the Dando Calrissian. It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Butt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your partner's Death Starfish. The Dando Calrissian is oh so pleasurable when shoved into their Wedge Antilles. Beautifully designed, it's adorned up and down the shaft with Yodas and shit. And why would you need a Dando Calrissian?
You never know when friends might show up.
Another fine product from PLD Inc.
All right, what do you got?
I got cut number four. This is, we have our cop watchers here. They're not the only ones. They're around, they're everywhere. And this pains me to say it, but this guy actually is right. This is his name is Gavin Syme. He's from Washington, the state, not the city. He pulled over a police officer in an unmarked car and asked the cop for his ID and threatened to have him written up.
Hold on. Alfie, what's line one?
He wants your football opinion.
Oh, I want to hear that.
On, all right.
His name is Gavin.
Yes.
Stein. So, I mean.
Turn the radio down, Travis.
Turn it down? I'm sorry. All right, so, I mean, like, what's his opinion on all of that, man? I mean, I wasn't a big Cowboy.
Okay, so what was the story?
So you have a guy named Gavin Syme. There's a unmarked police car pulling people over. Gavin doesn't like that. he pulls the cop over and says, hey, what you're doing is wrong.
How did he pull the cop over?
That I don't know. But he flagged him down and told the cop, what you're doing is illegal.
Just flag this officer over. I want to make sure his unmarked car is legal.
Yes, sir.
Afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Good. Hey, the reason I stopped you today is because I saw this car was unmarked. Is this a registered unmarked vehicle for undercover work or... Okay, you're not allowed to have patrol cars that are unmarked. Are you aware of that under Washington State RCW?
I'd have to look it up. But...
Yeah, you really should do that. So there's no mark, there's no indication on this car.
Yeah, this guy's right about this. They don't allow unmarked cars in Washington, wherever.
They do, but not for this purpose. You can have an unmarked police car for the use of investigation or undercover work, but not for patrol.
How did the pedestrian, the citizen know what the guy's using a cop car for?
Because he saw him pull people over.
Oh, okay.
Allowed to have patrol cars that are unmarked. Are you aware of that under Washington State RCW?
I'd have to look it up. But...
Yeah, you really should do that. So there's no mark, there's no indication on this car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your name? Canfield?
Deputy Canfield.
Okay, Deputy Canfield. Can I see some ID?
Can you see some ID of
yes.
me?
Yeah, I need to make sure that you're... No, you need to... Prove you're driving an unmarked vehicle, so I need to make sure you're actually a police officer and that you have the authority to be driving this vehicle, because you seem to be kind of doing something that's clearly in violation of Washington state law. So I just want to make sure you are who you say you are, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So can I see some ID and maybe license, registration, proof of insurance, sir?
Even if this guy's right, what kind of balls are you born with where you walk up to a cop? Hey. Yeah. Are you a cop? Think so.
Mm.
Was when it got up. That's the only thing I give the cop watchers and some of these other people credit for is you've got some monster coconuts in your pants to walk up to a cop and push this.
Yeah. The thing is, though, is while he's correct, and I applaud him for being right and telling the officer, it's still the tone. You still mm-hmm. sound like a smarmy little prick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other thing. Had he said, I stopped you because what you're doing it makes me think you may not be a police officer because the law says this.
Mm-hmm.
So can you prove this to me? Because if you can't, I'm going to call the police.
That's a pretty solid way of going about it.
It's clearly in violation of Washington state law. So I just want to make sure you are who you say you are, okay? Yeah. So can I see some ID and maybe license, registration, proof of insurance, sir?
No, I'm not going to show you that.
Is it a big deal for you to show me some ID just so I can make sure?
I can show it to you.
That'd be cool. That's all I want. I just like to make sure. Canfield GT51, can I see?
Does that match this?
That looks legit to me. I appreciate it. I do. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Driver's license?
You got a driver's license too. I appreciate it.
I do.
I appreciate the cooperation. Are you stopping people in this vehicle?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. It's completely in violation of Washington state law, and you are culpable in that, the way the law is written.
Okay, so
you've admitted that you are in violation of Washington state law and that you are stopping people in this vehicle. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, I'm not gonna write you up today.
See what I mean?
Write him what?
That's a good question. At one point, because I had to go look at this guy's website, he had said he let the guy go thinking he could have called the sheriff and the sheriff could have come and written him up and created some like incident report or something to have it on the books. But he let him off with the warning.
Okay.
Completely in violation of Washington state law. And you are culpable in that, the way the law is written.
Okay, so
you've admitted that you are in violation of Washington state law and that you are stopping people in this vehicle. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, I'm not going to write you up today. What I am going to encourage you to do is take this car back. I know you're smiling, but we the citizens do have a right to hold you guys accountable. If I'm in open violation of the law, I mean, I could call a sheriff out here and demand that you be written up for this.
And there you go.
And if the civilian was correct on all this, there's not really anything at this point the deputy can do.
Mm-mm.
I mean, as far as, yeah, now that you've given me grief, see what I can find on you.
Right.
Or it's this type of violation to stop a police officer for no reason. There's nothing that deputy could have done.
No.
he knows now this guy's got the goods on him. Is Washington the only state that has that law?
I do not know. I couldn't find that out or didn't have time to look.
Although most unmarked cars you can spot.
Usually, yeah.
It's not like they'll, you know, get out and drive a
smart car?
Yeah, just something that's beyond a Crown Vic.
Mm-hmm.
It's Crown Vic, squad car.
Yeah.
Even the Mercuries that are the offshoot, Ford's other Crown Vic, those look just like those.
Yeah.
So normally if you see one, you know it's a cop. Unless they start driving old Pintos or Rancheros, something that just has no bearing whatsoever with the fleet.
Right.
There's a guy on one. I don't even need to take the call. Anything happened to the cop? That's his question.
I have not heard any follow-up on this. This is something that started on this guy's blog that he posted to YouTube. It went viral. I would assume that...
There's going to be a review of the procedures.
Yes.
I wonder, he must have been following this guy around, this cop around, just to see if he was going to stop anybody.
He might have been.
Because if I live in Washington State and I knew that you can't pull people over in unmarked cars, I don't know. This just seems too coincidental. You happen to know this particular law, and you happen to catch this cop breaking the law. And it doesn't sound like it's a law that most people know in Washington State. The deputy didn't.
Yeah.
I have to look it up.
Well, that actually would have been funny if the guy had just said, okay, now, right? Look up now. I'll wait. You have the book? If you want, we can Google it.
Okay. I don't take line two. Yes, Timothy.
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in that this so-called smarmy guy didn't sound any different than any other police officer that's ever pulled any one of us over.
The smarmy guy?
Yeah. I mean, not to mention the fact that what it sounds like is it's not just an unmarked car, you know, pulling people over violation, but it sounds like it's violation of the entrapment laws. And patrol cars aren't allowed to hide. So
well, we don't know if he was hiding or not.
Well, yeah, but the simple fact of the matter is, as an unmarked car, that's hiding in plain view. If you don't look like
can
a
you
police
spot
officer,
most unmarked cars?
I'm sorry?
Can you spot most of the unmarked cars?
I can't. Can you?
I can.
Well, it's because you drive the Batmobile, man.
What do you think? There's like some professional aroma?
Man, he's got that 5-0 stank.
And I'm going to guess, in essence, that Tim guy just called. He's right. If it's against the law to pull people over, that is entrapment because you're driving a vehicle that isn't properly marked for traffic enforcement. So it's entrapment. My guess is that's why it's the law in Washington State, which is a damn good law.
I don't understand how that is entrapment. I thought the entrapment thing is supposed to have a scenario that the police set up that is so enticing that you were just out of your mind compelled to break the law, as opposed to, hey, you're in public and you ran a stop sign.
Well, the entrapment would fall under cops hiding behind a billboard. Okay, if it's not a marked car, then you're still concealing the fact that you're a police officer.
I still think that, to me, entrapment's supposed to be, hey, I'm dangling this $1,000 bill on the end of a fishing line and tempting you not to take it. As opposed to you just
my guess
speeding.
Is that's why it's the law in Washington State is
I think
it falls under the cops can't hide, you can't run radar behind a billboard or behind shrubs. Oh, sure. You can do it over the crest of a hill.
It's also in place, I think, because it helps as far as the public being concerned about people impersonating police officers.
Yeah. I still wouldn't have the nuggets to wave a cop down because you don't know what kind of day he's had. And as soon as you start with the reason I stopped you, cop already knows this is not going to be good. So I need to stop him before he gets any further and go ahead and light him up. Stick a weapon in his drawers and then be done with this jackass. The problem is he let the guy get too far in his, the reason I stopped you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this before you go any further.
Sorry.
But damn, the shutoff's broken. I'll be with you in a second. There we go. That what you want, Brady Kilowatt? So is this guy Washington State one of the quote-unquote cop watchers as well?
I don't think he does it on a regular basis.
Because it seems
basis.
To be the voice that they assign all the cop watchers.
He's a liberty crusader. He's someone that believes in the Constitution, and he wants to make sure that at every turn that he sees an infringement, he's there to make it right. He's kind of like a constitutional superhero. That's kind of the vibe I get from him.
I wonder how many of these cop watchers were guys that wanted to be police officers and just flunked out. I don't know.
They got
a hard on for cops for a reason.
Yeah.
And unless you're constantly harassed by police, I was going to say police and fire, but fire only harasses you when they want to bust up your furniture.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're constantly harassed by the police, I don't know why you'd have a hard on for them. Cop watchers in Arlington run it around. All of them gather in one parking lot, watch one squad car. And you know what? The cops could be doing that on purpose. Hey, let's make this big stop. Make a lot of noise. Wave your arms and stuff. So that all the cop watchers are come out. That way all the other guys on patrol can start tasing people.
All willy-nilly.
Because I can't imagine there's more than 20 or 30 cop watchers in Arlington.
I don't think
they
so.
They always seem to just to gather at one stop, make an extravaganza out of it, while the rest of Arlington PD runs around in a maniacal fashion. Right? Okay. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
437, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Whataburger. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 right at Ferguson. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. This one involving three vehicles. Right now, traffic has completely stopped all the way back through the downtown canyon back to Sylvan Avenue. It's about a half-hour delay through it. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, just before Lovers, got a stalled vehicle blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5. Moving into Richardson, northbound 75, right at Spring Valley, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from Royal. Southbound 75 at Spring Valley in Richardson, got a stalled vehicle blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Renner Road. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound 183, right at International Parkway, got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Amon Carter. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by SiriusXM. Tonight, clear sky 60 for the overnight low. Tomorrow will be sunny, a high of 84, and right now, 83. The 97.1 The Eagle.
Never, never put the key.
Alfie.
Yo.
Did you get a hold of Everett?
Yes, I did. He will be here Thursday, as will...
Rob?
Yeah.
Okay. If I didn't ask now, I'd forget. Because we have to have at least one more table read before we do the live Halloween special.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween night. Because I'm not doing it live without rehearsal.
Right, it helps.
And it's funny, even the table reads that we've done. First time all of us had been through it all at once, our acting was still better than Mulaney.
Yeah. Not even close.
It's almost like nobody on that show gets to see the script before they start rolling tape. All right, what are the people on hold?
They are calling about the cop watchers.
Line 5, it's a cop?
Line 5 and 1 are both law enforcement.
Okay. Yes, Alex.
Hey, boss. Listen, you know that the whole thing with that cop and the undercover deal, it really doesn't matter whether or not we're marked or unmarked. I've been officer 14 years, and you know, they're going to do what they're going to do in front of us, behind us, or whatever. So we have, there's a plenty to write a ticket to if he's that concerned about it.
Oh, I know it. But most of the time we pull a boneheaded move, it's because we didn't see you.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of disrespect that goes on for officers, too, where they think that they can just get away with anything because of guys like this. I mean, you know, they go around saying, well, are you sure that you're doing, you're following the law, too? And I really don't have time to sit and discuss the law with you. If you want to go talk about law, just go ahead and go into court. We can all talk about it together with the judge and see what the judge thinks.
Yeah, the guy could have saved that deputy's, we're talking about the one in Washington State, right?
Yeah.
Could have saved everybody a lot of time and trouble if he had it all recorded. Just go down, file a complaint, let them investigate it, instead of talking to the officer and eating up his time.
Right. And basically all he's doing is trying to get publicity on his little phone. And I think I read on that same blog that he's an attorney. Is that right?
I don't know. That
he's a photographer.
All right. Then just a douche running around with a phone.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate it, boss.
All right.
And you know, he's also right in that you're right as well, Russ. The guy could have just gone through the channels and just, you know, made a phone call to the department and gone about it that way.
Well, if I hadn't done that, he would have continued to violate everyone's law by running around an unmarked car writing tickets.
Probably. And not only that, but then...
And you know I'm in the right because of the tone of my voice.
Yes. And not only that, but he misses out on an opportunity to get video of it to then put it out there for the world to see in the show-off aspect. It's like, see what I did? Ha ha! I stuck one to the piggies.
I don't know what it is about the mentality. First of all, I'll say it again. I don't think cop watching is a bad idea. As long as you do it from a distance, you don't interfere, you don't distract. Mm-hmm. You get one of my officers shot by your distraction, I'm gonna rain down on you.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea. It's the way you go about it. I was about to make another point, and I forgot.
I can interject something if you like.
Sure.
Most people that seem to have the biggest problem with police officers don't realize that, first of all, cops is people too. Most of the time, they don't want a crazy day. They want a nice, normal day where nothing happens. And they don't, you know what? Ask a cop about going to jail. Because everyone always thinks cops are out to get you. Oh, they're out to get me. Cops hate going to jail. They don't like arresting people. You know why? It's a lot of paperwork. Most cops will tell you, man, I don't want to go to jail. I just don't want to do it.
What is it about all the cop watchers of the other ones, like the Occupy Wall Street? Anytime anybody did an interview with them, they always sound like this. You never heard any of them. Well, I'm out here because I think I got money coming. And I don't believe I've been treated right by the government. I think Wall Street gets away with stuff. None of them sound like that.
No, you're right.
There's just something inane with that mentality that comes along with this sound. I'm on top of it, buddy. Now you better show me some ID. You got out of that squad car and you and me are going to tussle.
What I'm worried about is one of the cop watchers going too far and carrying like a stun gun or something and decide.
I think legally you can do that.
I know, but what I'm saying is that they get carried away and think, oh, I felt threatened by the officer and I tased him. But I'm allowed to do that. Okay.
Then you better make sure that you tase him someplace other than the chest. Because it's going to go into that Kevlar and it's not going to do anything. And the next thing you're going to know, you're going to get tased with lead.
Yeah.
I'll take one more. Yes, Justin.
Hey, Russ, first of all, you're awesome. Second of all, I'm federal law enforcement. I got some buddies in Fort Worth, and these guys are getting out of hand there. But it's the self-entitled mentality that all these people have nowadays. It seems to be rampant. And these guys are just ballless guys, F-tards, that don't have enough scrot to be a cop themselves. They couldn't do it, or they can't do it, or they won't do it, or they're too busy living in their mom's basement, smoking the reefer all day long. That's what it is.
Well, and I brought that up earlier. Was I wonder how many of these cop watchers guys that they're self-appointed law enforcement scrutinists. I don't even know if that's a word. How many of them flunked out of, if they actually ever wanted to be a cop, or they flunked out of the police academy or couldn't get their T-close or whatever you call it now?
Probably more than you think. I'd say maybe probably 60% of them probably wanted to be cop at some point and flunked out of it because they don't have enough scrot or they're too fat or whatever.
And it seems like, short of this guy, this audio that we just played, if what he said was accurate, he's one of the few quote-unquote cop watchers that actually got it right.
Mm-hmm.
All the other ones that we have in Arlington, I don't recall any video that they've ever posted that said, look, see, here's another stop that's gone wrong. It's like almost all the stops in Arlington have been fine. It's the way that they were treated as they stood around the stop. That was the issue they had.
Well, my buddy said the same thing. He said off the record, if these guys came up to him, he'd tase him if he could.
All right, you already tickled yourself. I have no idea what you said. Okay. You want to start news?
Sure.
Okay. 4:47, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, October 20th, 2014. Birthdays today. Alfie, how do you say this chick's name? The Victoria's Secret model, Candace Swainpole?
Swainpole, exactly.
Okay, just making sure. She's 26 today. John Krasinski, best known as Jim from The Office, he turns 35 today. Snoop Dogg, 43. Actor Viggo Mortensen is 56. Tom Petty, one of Russ's favorites, is 64. Danny Minogue, Kylie's sister, 43. William Zabka is 49. He played Johnny in The Karate Kid and has been forever typecast. Danny Boyle, 58. William Christopher is 82. Remember him?
Not on Golden Pond.
No.
Blue Lagoon.
No. William Christopher, 82. Blue Lagoon is not that old.
Oh, he's 82?
Yes.
No, I don't know who he is.
He is Father Mulcahy on MASH. He was also Private Hummel. Montgomery Pyle, USMC.
That's right. I forgot about him on Gomer.
Mm.
And he probably really was.
The 21-day quarantine for the family, friends, and many who had direct contact with the first Ebola patient in Dallas is over. As of midnight Sunday, 43 of the original 48 contacts came off the watch list. The remaining few will come off in the next day or so. Disease detectives had to track down everyone Thomas Eric Duncan came in contact with during the 5 days before he was admitted and confirmed to have Ebola. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins said none had any Ebola symptoms or fever.
How did Clay Jenkins get in the middle of all this? Because he's been from day one.
I guess it's because he basically runs the county that's it. Because it was something that was bigger than just the city of Dallas, so they had to go countywide, and I guess it falls to him because he's the lead commissioner?
Mm. He just looks a little too much like Bruce Jenner. That's the only thing that's distracting to me. I don't care what he's doing.
And I don't, out of all of this, his forehead has not moved. Not a centimeter.
Maybe he gets a Botox.
I don't think that's natural to have a face that looks like it just went through a power washer.
It does look overly smooth.
It's very smooth, awfully shiny, but also it just seems like very little movement there. He looks like an android. He's done a hell of a job with all of this, and I praise him for it, and yay for you, Clay. But
done a great job, but we're more concerned with your aesthetics.
Yes. Your face is odd.
You distract me. Grow some sideburns or a mustache.
I raise
an eyebrow.
Yeah. I just keep waiting for some sort of headline that says Dallas County not worried about Ebola, but then it shows a photo of him next to it. And like, I don't think that photo matches that headline.
This guy doesn't seem concerned about anything. All he can do is make the bug eyes. Like that.
Yeah. The family now faces other... I skipped over one part. By October 29th, most of the 75 healthcare workers and friends and family of the nurses who contracted Ebola will come off the list. On November 7th, the last of the 120 people still being monitored should be in the clear.
So we're 2.5 weeks away?
Yeah.
And then we can proclaim this city is clean.
Yes.
Unless we let somebody else into the country.
And I saw a
thing. But for the time being, if we make it to November 7th,
mm-hmm.
almost sounds like a country song. Mm-hmm. Make it to November. Mm-hmm. All the concerns locally are gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I cannot wait for that. Not just because the number of lives that will be, you know, not in peril, but just for the really lame jokes to go away.
I haven't heard any of them.
It's just like the lame office banter that people say, like, "How's it going today?" "I don't know, but I don't have Ebola." Or like the stupid the "Please wash your hands" sign in our bathroom now that's been put up, as if that would really matter in this place. There's already some new virus that's going to originate from our third floor men's restroom, and it's going to be worse than Ebola.
Yeah, when I walked in, the side entry that I always use is right next to our traffic department.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. The traffic reporters always want to sit and visit for a second.
Hmm.
They go, "What's that on your right arm? Are those open wounds?" Well, why, yes, they are. "Let me rub them on your face."
See, that kind of stuff.
And they seem concerned. See those two there?
Yeah.
What is that? What do you think it is?
AIDS lesions.
It's actually grease splatter burns.
Oh, do some cooking?
Yeah. What do you think feeds me? But you just hold it up and you start running at them. Like I'm holding a dead tarantula.
God.
Suck my puss wounds. So yeah, everybody's got something to say. "Hey, you feel bad today? You got allergies? I got Ebola."
That right there. I'm ready for that to stop.
All right, good.
And I'm also ready because you know it's going to be a hot Halloween costume. The family now faces other challenges.
How's it going to be a hot Halloween? What are you going to dress up like?
People are going to wear hazmat outfits.
Oh, I thought you meant dress up like a, what do you call it, Chloe, a treble clef?
Yes, because that's what the Ebola looks like. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
What are you? I'm Ebola.
You look like a treble clef to me.
Well, yeah, that's what the Ebola looks like. Looks like a treble clef with just an extra long tail. It's what I see every single time I see a picture of the thing.
Makes sense. So anyway, the Duncan family now faces other challenges. They're worried about how they will be received in the community. Duncan's fiance said she and her family are ready to come out of seclusion with help from their church. And Judge Jenkins, Clay Jenkins, said, "Please treat these people with the dignity and respect they deserve. The family will have to rebuild their lives because most of their belongings were destroyed during the decontamination of their apartment."
That's effed up. And you know there's not any type of homeowners that covers Ebola.
Oh, hell
that would fall under force manure. I can't remember if it's majeure or majeure.
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 Mm-hmm.
Force majeure.
There you go. Now you sound French.
That would be my guess. Well, your stuff ain't covered. Act of God. But it had to be destroyed. Next time, get Ebola insurance. You know, insurance isn't going to cover any of their belongings.
No. The good thing is that they have a tight relationship with their church. They're heavily involved and vice versa. So I'm sure that community will rally around them.
Okay.
But speaking of the Ebola.
You got about a minute.
Okay. Speaking of Ebola, revised guidance for healthcare workers treating Ebola patients will include using protective gear with no skin showing. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said those caring for an Ebola patient in Dallas were vulnerable because some of their skin was exposed. The Centers for Disease Control is working on revisions to safety protocols. Earlier ones were based on WHO model, in which care was given in more remote places, often outdoors, and without intensive training for health workers. So now they're updating all their standards to make sure it says no exposed skin, and they're also going to work with a buddy system.
If you were... Who said... What's the system?
The guidelines are also expected to require a buddy system in which workers check each other as they come in and go out.
And it took the... Who made this decision?
Well, this is the CDC. They're revising their guidelines and their protocol.
So I actually beat them on improving their protocol as far as at least having a buddy.
Yes.
Disinfect you or check on you. And this self-maintenance, that's not going to work. In this instance, you will need a backup and a redundant backup because people always like to screw up. And no skin showing? Really? How many hazmat suits? You would have to cut one up to have skin showing.
Yeah, but the problem was... Their previous guidelines didn't call for regular hazmat outfits. They had to just basically...
If it's an infectious disease and you if you're not sure, the other thing is, if you're not sure how it spreads, let's say you don't know, didn't know Ebola spread via bodily fluids. Let's say you just thought airborne, whatever. Wouldn't everything you own be covered up?
Yep.
Hey, got an idea.
Why don't we start covering up? And then maybe after we touch somebody with some type of infectious disease, we wash our hands before we go back to work.
Man, that's crazy.
I am stunned every day. Something new comes. Not about, I really couldn't care less about the disease. I can't control any of it. It's the way we've been handling it. Yeah, I don't know how I got this guy. Oh, boy, had Ebola, and we both had, you know, bloody palms, and we shook hands. We thought we would, you know, become blood brothers.
And just to make it official, we squeezed each other's poop.
And then somehow I got it. Who knew that squeezing you could get it from that? All right, we got a break here.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
There will be a 5K and a 10K. Details at imsecondrun.com.
How are they going to decide who wins that race? Sorry. 504, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by SiriusXM. All right, traffic blows right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 right at Ferguson. Still got that accident there blocking the two right lanes. This one involving three vehicles. Right now your backup is all the way back through the downtown canyon back to Silvett Avenue. It's at least a half-hour delay through it. Avoid it if you can. Also in Dallas, southbound 75, just before Lover's Lane, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from around the High 5. In Mesquite, southbound 635, right at Highway 80, got an accident there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from Oates. Into Richardson now, southbound 75 right at Spring Valley. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic still unwinding back from Renner Road. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound 183 right at International Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is backed up back from 360. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dallas Mini Dealers. 60 degrees will be tonight's overnight low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, and we hit a high around 84. Right now, it's 83. And 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
Printed out. It was one day last week. I got an email from a listener that said, it sounds like I personally had turned on cops. You don't always defend them like you used to. I don't think I've always defended police officers if it was a questionable act.
Right. Yeah, it's not like it's a... Actually, you usually are accused of being a blind supporter no matter the situation and basically, oh, I think you were called a cop jock sniffer.
I remember that one. Who called me that?
Oh, some guy. I mean, he called in. One, like some guy just stuck his head in the studio and said it and ran off.
I don't know what's changed recently or why somebody's perception would change. I'm of the same mentality, I don't have the balls, but I am of the same mentality as police officers. A bad one makes them look bad,
mm-hmm.
and it certainly doesn't reflect well on me with a police foundation.
Yeah.
It's hard enough for us to put money into the foundation. It doesn't do anybody, provides no service if you got bad cops running around. That being said... The video that I saw, was it Friday
mm-hmm.
on the news? I didn't see it till after the show. We were up here late Friday, weren't
yes.
we? So I guess it was 9 o'clock news on Fox 4?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was body cam footage of a police officer in Cleburne
mm-hmm.
that shot a dog, and I went and found the video on YouTube, and I don't get it. I can't see anything in that video. It's not up to me to do the investigation. I'm sure somebody will look into this, but I don't get it.
Yeah, this happened in August. Really? Yeah. Amanda Henderson and her husband have three dogs. They used to have four until one was shot and killed by a Cleveland police officer. It was August when police responded to a report of Henderson's pit bulls aggressively roaming the neighborhood. They'd escaped from her fenced-in backyard. One was captured nearly immediately. A police report says when an officer located the other two, they were friendly at first and wagging their tails until 7-month-old Maximus started growling and coming towards the officer. The officer then shot him. The story did not make sense to Henderson because she says Max was so friendly. So she requested the video from the lapel camera worn by the officer, and what she saw horrified her. She said, "Never once did Max stop wagging his tail. Never once do you hear a growl, an aggressive anything." Cleveland police are now investigating, but say the short video clip of the dog being shot doesn't tell the whole story.
Then release the whole clip.
That would make sense.
It also explains why the video is just now becoming available.
Mm-hmm.
Happened in August. I guess after a certain point, they have to release it with an open records request.
Yeah. So, yes, Cleveland police are now investigating, according to spokeswoman Kelly Summey. She said the dog was indeed being aggressive before he was shot, but that's the statement. But Henderson, this is the owner of the dog, said no amount of video will make up for what happened. The spokesperson would
not tell. Yeah, the dogs were actually down in a drainage ditch, culvert, mm-hmm. and wagging their tails. Officer calls to him. He does a...
repeatedly.
And one of the dogs starts coming up the hill. The officer's got his gun drawn the entire time.
Yeah.
Even when he calls the dogs. So they would have posed no threat had he not called the dogs to him.
Right.
I'm just, again, there has to be an investigation, and we've had other cop friends look at the video.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's on this guy's side.
Nope. Now, another angle on this from a different story. In addition to the Cleveland Police Department saying the video does not tell the whole story, instead, they say the officer was responding to a call for help from residents who say three dogs trapped them in their car. It was later revealed that three dogs belonged to a resident of the neighborhood. The rest we know.
I found the video on YouTube. This is isolated from the news story. This is just the dogs, tails wagging the entire time.
Both of them.
The police officer's drawn gun is in the field of view on the body cam.
Yeah, almost looks like a first-person shooter video game.
Okay, he sees the dogs in the drainage ditch. Calls him twice. His gun's up. I'm missing something.
No,
I find it hard to believe that a cop would get up in the morning and go, "Yeah, let me go pop a couple of pit bulls."
The problem is, not everyone feels the same way about dogs that we do.
Well, he knows this is on his body cam. He knows this is going to be reviewed by somebody. He knows that he can't prove by this video he was in danger, he's going to be held to our level of justice. Meaning civilians. But his gun is already drawn when he calls him the second time. It's like he's calling the dog so he can shoot it.
That's exactly what he did. I don't think you're missing anything. I think you've got it nailed right on the head.
And the entire time, I'm just watching an isolated clip. But their tails are wagging. And what else would you expect a dog to do if you call it?
Mm-hmm.
If it was aggressive, you wouldn't have to call it. It would already be running at you.
And you would probably be saying some things out of fear.
It was almost like a mission, the way you watched the video.
Yeah. Do you want my theory on what happened and how this all got to where it did?
Let me play it one more time.
Okay.
And you hear the dog grunt the first after the first shot?
Yeah.
That's probably enough to incapacitate it.
Yeah.
Because this looks like in the shot, it looks like a 45 that he shot the dog with at close range.
Mm-hmm.
Dog's in the ditch. No gun. Gun. Calls it. Does he shoot that second dog?
No.
Because the second dog just stands there.
Yeah.
All right, I was really about to get twisted. I'm already on the fence about this. I don't know the entire story. I know just by watching this video. I'm pissed off.
You should be.
Not even my dog, and emotionally it affects me.
Yeah.
Let me see what happens here the last few seconds. He's still aiming at the dog. And then the video ends. So I'm going to guess, since you said he didn't shoot, the second dog is okay.
Yes. Yeah, because the family had four dogs. Maximus was the one that was shot and killed. So they still have the three remaining. My theory as to what happened, you had someone who...
Was anybody in the neighborhood, somebody called the police, had anybody been attacked by the dogs yet?
According to this, they had the three people that were trapped in their car.
Nobody had been attacked?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So, my theory is... There's three people in this car. They pull up in their driveway, and there's some dogs that are running around in the neighborhood. They come up to the car. The people inside this car are probably just really afraid of dogs. So they call the police. They tell them, hey, there's crazy, angry, rabid pit bull dogs running around trying to eat people. Cop comes out, decides, you know what? I'll just handle this myself. Bang. I'm from Cleburne. I can do what I want. I'm from the country. I'm going to shoot, and I'll take care of this myself.
And the way that, just watching the video, the fact his gun is drawn before he calls the dog the second time,
mm-hmm.
to me, as a layman, it really looks like he was calling the dog so he could kill it.
I think that's exactly what happened. And Cleburne is now in a terrible position, because not only are they in trouble with one of their citizens, this is now a national story.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the one story I pulled up was up in Philadelphia, at the Fox affiliate up there.
Hold on. What do you got, Alfie?
People calling about this cop.
Yes, Anita.
Hi. I just want to comment on that, the officer that murdered that dog. I mean, that's clearly what he done. He murdered that poor dog.
Did you see the video?
Yeah, and I'm shaking. Yeah, I watched it last night on the news, and then I heard you, you know, just a while ago, and I'm a dog owner, and that man clearly was not justified by murdering that dog. He shot him, clearly.
From the video, thank you, ma'am. From the video, you're right. And I've said, I don't know how many times, I don't like second-guessing cops because you don't know what led up to that. All I know is what you see in the video, he comes up on the dogs. It's not like he got out of the squad car and they were running at him. He had to go and search the area, found the dogs in this drainage ditch,
mm-hmm.
calls them. And it wasn't like an immediate draw. Oh, S, this dog's coming at me.
Right.
Gun was already drawn, and he was just waiting for it to advance towards him.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, one of our cop friends I talked to, he said, I'd wait for the entire investigation, and that's fair. I just don't like what I saw in the video.
Right.
And I don't think most people will.
No. Nope.
There could be mitigating. In fact, the email you got back, we got time, don't we, Chloe?
Yes.
I won't say what city, but this is one of our friends.
Police officer.
I've watched this video about a dozen times since it was released online. I know there's always more to the story than what we see on the video. That being said, from that video and that video alone, I can't see any reason why that officer shot that dog. They were not an immediate threat to the officer or anyone else. It is not a police officer's job to dispatch an animal unless that animal does pose a threat. We have animal control for those things. I've seen them load up the meanest of unruly dogs and take them away. The fact he called the dogs to him, they were standing there obediently with tails wagging, And then the fact he fired three shots, the first dog, is unthinkable. An interesting thing I noticed was his sight picture didn't seem to change during those shots, which tells me the dog went down after the first round. The following shots seem unneeded. What he's talking about is cop's point of view. You can see the first dog. After the shot, you don't see the dog anymore, and the cop's POV hasn't changed. So obviously the dog dropped.
Right, stopped where it was.
The second dog was so docile, it actually stood there waiting to be shot. Add to all of this, and it happened in the easement of a neighborhood between houses. I just don't see how this officer or CPD can justify the shooting. I feel it should be investigated. And if there are no mitigating facts outside of video that we've seen, he should be charged as though he were a civilian that shot another person's dog. I do not see how this action would fall under the protections granted while performing your police duties. And that's it without an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't mean that it's accurate. I just wanted other law enforcement to look at it before I decided to lose my mind over it.
Yeah.
So, if there's more to the video, I believe it would probably be in the best interest of Cleburne. That's right, Sonny.
Mm-hmm.
Cleburne, to release all of it, especially if their chief said, well, that's just a small portion of it. All right, let me see the other part.
Yeah.
Not just me, but if you're trying to defend yourself and want to make sure the officer gets a fair shake, release all of it.
Yeah, this is simple PR. This is, you know, PR 101. If you have information that you can release to the public that clears your name, you do that. You don't only release the thing that looks really bad.
Well, I don't know how much of the video, what was the name of the family?
Henderson.
I don't know how much of the video that they got. The police department could have given them the entire, let's say, 5-minute clip.
Okay.
And they only released the part that looked bad. The Henderson.
But they should then know that if there's other stuff that makes the shooting justified, that will be released. It will come out.
I don't know. What do you got, Alfie?
Everyone's calling about this. The guy on line one says he's their neighbors.
Do you have anything I can ask him to verify this?
I asked their names. He didn't know.
He didn't know his neighbors' names?
Mm-mm.
I don't know most of my neighbors.
I don't like any of mine. Yes, Steve.
Yeah, I live right across the street from the people, and on the weekends, they'd have the dogs out, and they would be with them in the front yard. Those dogs were never vicious at all. I mean, I got two little kids. I got an autistic son. And, I mean, the dogs never even came into our yard. They always stayed in their own yard. They never showed any kind of vicious tendencies at all.
So okay.
Whenever I saw this, I was shocked.
In the video, when the dogs are in that drainage ditch, where is that in proximity to the owner's house?
It's about four doors down because it loops around to the main road of Country Club, but there's a break in the duplexes right there, and there's a drainage ditch that goes in between the Lindsay Lane duplexes and then the ones over by the school.
So it's about four houses down.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks. It doesn't really matter. And the cop's not going to know that the dogs are docile if he's not around them all the time. But I hate to sound like Katie Kirk, and this, I'm getting dangerously close. You know, when she interviewed security guy at an airport. Well, why'd you have to kill him? Couldn't you just shot him in the leg or shot the gun out of his hand? What's to prevent them from tasing a dog? That's my Katie Kirk question.
That I have no idea.
And why is it you've never heard of a postal worker being killed by a dog? Where's the last time you really heard? I know mostly they use trucks now, but who comes in contact with strange dogs more than the mailman? And all they carry is pepper spray.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that have been an option?
Because going back to my theory, it sounds to me like this officer was going to do the country thing and deal with the problem right then by himself.
You can tell by looking at the dogs, they're not strays. They both look well-kempt, well-fed. You knew they were somebody's dogs. I don't know how in your mind you justify that and explain to somebody, well, I felt threatened, or somebody called, they were scared, so I had to put, it was my job to dispatch the dog.
Right.
How do you do that? How do you say it?
Again, if everything is playing out the way that is just what's in the video, then the officer is just on a different level than we are.
And I'm not just immediately going off on this because I still haven't heard the entire story. But if I were on a jury and they went, all right, here's all we got, about 25 seconds of video. You got to make the call on this. You're out.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize to the officer if I'm getting this wrong, but just based on the video, which doesn't seem to be out of the total context, had that been my dog, I believe today I wouldn't be running around free. Because I can't see any justification.
Mm-mm.
There again, he deserves an investigation just like anybody else does.
And that's when I said earlier that Cleburne has a lot on their hands now, because this is not just a local story. It's not just, you know, a Johnson County story. This is national. This is going to be on.
People don't like it when.
No.
If it's just a normal, let's say it's race on race shooting.
Okay.
White on white, black on black. Everybody just assumes it was kind of a fair thing, wasn't any racial prejudice. People don't like it when dogs get shot.
Mm-mm.
That's why you very seldom see it shot short of Old Yeller.
Yeah.
You very see animals get it in movies. Mm-mm. People just don't dig that. And why didn't you tell me before I watched American Psycho that he stomps a dog to death?
That was selective memory. I'd forgotten that.
That's jacked up, Dick.
My bad.
I saw it. I was watching DVDs over the weekend, and I went, okay, Dan said this is a good movie. I'll watch it.
It is a good movie.
I enjoyed it. Why did you tell me he stomps a dog to death in an alley?
Dude, I totally forgot about that. I was so wrapped up in when he was chasing people around the apartment building with an axe covered in plastic. I was more focused on the fact that he was murdering people while listening to Huey Lewis.
Do you have any idea why it was a period piece?
I don't know the exact reason, but I'm sure they had their reasons for it. I think it's just supposed to be, you know, the height of everyone just being super materialistic in the 80s, and it was just a good backdrop for it.
I think the movie came out in 2000,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it was set like in 1987.
Yeah, something like
pretty
that.
Pretty close, because it's got, what's the guy's name?
Christian Bale.
In the movie, he's doing his own narrative.
Yeah.
That saves a lot of time with paying other actors.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to listen to my new Huey Lewis in the News CD, whatever. So obviously that sets the time. I just couldn't figure out why they made it a period piece unless the 80s was the big corporate. I've got to show off who's got the better looking business cards, who's getting the better Coke. And this Christian Bale, just, I guess his character in the movie just loses his mind and went, you know, I don't like the fact that you got better business cards. I'm going to have to kill you. I got eggshell, you got bone colored. Hey, why am I sitting on all these newspapers?
Because it's about to get sloppy.
Yeah. Didn't you see Lethal Weapon 1?
2.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Why am I standing on this tarp?
I'm just having some painting.
All right. Alfie, I don't have time to take the calls. Just tell me what they want.
People are saying that the cop may have been justified because I have a couple of meter readers and cable guys, things like that on hold.
I forgot about meter readers. Forgot about leaving them out. And they said
that sometimes dogs are just very aggressive and the cop will go out there with the mindset that, yeah, he might have to shoot.
I get that. But you don't call the dog over to you to shoot it.
No.
That wasn't really in my mind work in any other scenario.
Plus, I also would worry about, just from a tactical standpoint, if I'm the officer, you got two dogs, you know they're in that ditch, they're on their own at the moment, I can then just maybe stand in between that ditch and the closest house and wait to see if they make a move in that direction. If they do, then I can do something. But to go up to them and put yourself at that disadvantage because Dogs, when they're coming at you, they're slender. It'd be really easy to miss. And even if you shoot one, the other one can still rip your throat out. I just think that's a hell of a risk to play if the dogs really were that aggressive.
I really hate to say it, but it looks like an execution video.
Yeah.
We're late, right? All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:36, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Pat Loeb, Toyota of McKinney. Traffic still blows everywhere right now. Here's the very worst of it. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20, right at I-35. There's some guardrail damage there, blocking the ramp to go southbound. Traffic is back Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Ferguson, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is completely stopped back from Hampton Road. Still about a half an hour delay through that. Let's move into Louisville, southbound I-35, right at Round Grove Road. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from FM 1171 Main Street. In Grapevine, westbound 114, just before the 114-121 Western split, got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from 635. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820, right at Randall Mill, got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from 183. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
At Pretty Little Dan Inc., we've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new Dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own Junkatalia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD Inc. presents the Dando Calrissian. It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Butt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your partner's Death Starfish. The Dando Calrissian is oh so pleasurable when shoved into their Wedge Antilles. Beautifully designed, it's adorned up and down the shaft with Yodas and shit. And why would you need a Dando Calrissian?
You never know when friends might show up.
Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Eagle weather brought to you by Community Cafe, or actually Community Coffee. Clear skies tonight, 60 for the low, sunny tomorrow, 84 for a high. Right now, 82, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 the Eagle.
I'm not going to say it, even if they have. In your story, did they release the officer's name?
No.
I Googled it, found the story. I'd already seen the video many times. In fact, Chloe, Alfie, just three of us were talking Friday night, and it came on the news. And I said, what is that? They both clone out. No, you don't want to. Don't look at it. And like the idiot, I did. Luckily, you don't see the dog actually get shot. It just leaves a lower frame. But the what doesn't hold it, or what I don't like, is by watching the video, the officer's narrative doesn't totally sync up with what we saw in the video.
Mm-hmm.
In his narrative, he mentions nowhere in there that he called to the dogs.
Yep.
The first story that came up on Google, I'm looking at one of those anti-police websites. I don't really like pulling from this, but most of the information looks accurate. The official report states, I raised my duty weapon to the ready position. Accurate. Pointing at the growling dog's head. As soon as I lifted my pistol, the dog began coming up the hill. That's inaccurate, and I'll get to that in a second. Continuing to growl and display his teeth, I fired three shots at it. Now, in the audio, you can hear of the video. You can hear the dog moan when it's shot. First shot.
Yeah.
Hagman said, I didn't hear any growling.
That's a great point.
I heard nothing from either one of those dogs. All you can see the second dog that didn't get shot most of the time, tail wagging.
Mm-hmm.
The other dog, most of him, all you see is like his rear hindquarter and tail wagging.
Yes.
Very seldom have I seen a dog attack anybody when its tail is wagging.
Yeah. Plus, dogs are pack animals. If one dog charges, common sense would lead me to think all or both would charge.
But I don't like the fact in his report, he mentions nothing about calling to the dogs.
Yep.
They wouldn't have come up the hill had you not called to them.
Exactly.
That's a supposition. And I know I'm playing both sides. I can't immediately just jump his ass without a full investigation because that becomes two-faced. On different stories we've talked about in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They point out on this website, no growling or teeth baring is evident from the video. In fact, every angle of the dogs portrays them as friendly. For the most part, that's accurate. You can't totally see the first dog the entire time.
Right. But you certainly, in that video, you hear no growling.
No. I'll try the clip one more time. This is where he first sees the dogs. They're in a ditch. He calls to him. His weapon's not raised yet. Both dogs look up. They're just sniffing around. They're at the very center of the drainage ditch. Guns raised. Calls him again. Tail still wagging. I'll back it up so you can hear the dog. So far, hear any growling?
No.
Second time he calls a dog, you can't go, well, you know, the dog was closer. That's why you heard the groan.
Nah, both not, because you can still hear. It's really, honestly, I'm surprised at how good the audio is. Because you can even hear the grass underneath the officer's feet. You can hear wind sort of off in the. If the dog was growling, you'd hear it in this period.
First call. Gun raised. Tail still wagging. You heard that.
And that's very clear.
Okay. Which means you know the dog went down. And at that range, and I'm guessing by the look at the backside of the gun, that's 45.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to take down the dog.
Plenty.
They walks towards the other dog. Gun still raised. And then he calls for somebody. While he's still got the gun up, as the other dog is continuing to back up. Most dogs aren't going to come at you unless, first of all, they're aggressive, or they got no place to go. This dog had an entire field.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do police officers not get any training on dealing with dogs?
It just depends on the department.
And here's something else. Let's say he's found negligent.
Mm-hmm.
What this was, let's for the sake of the argument, let's say this was an execution, and he did it because he wanted to, because he knew he could get away with it. Not only do I think you're charged with whatever it is, felonies, state jail felony, I also think you're decommissioned, you lose your badge, and I'll tell you why. Because what have we always said about people that abuse animals? What do they go on to do? That makes you a threat.
Yes.
Now, while this turns out and I miss something, I'll certainly apologize. But at this point, watching the video and watching somebody call a dog to them so they can shoot them, you pissed me off.
Yeah, the Cleveland police officer was placed on administrative leave. We now know this. This is an updated story from Fox 4. A Cleveland police officer has been placed on administrative leave following the recent deadly shooting of a couple's dog, and the investigation into the shooting is being expanded. That's according to a spokesperson with the city of Cleveland. We already know what happened. A city spokesperson said on Monday that the Texas Rangers are being asked to conduct an investigation into the shooting, adding that the city will also be asking another outside agency to conduct a review. Additionally, the city will be holding a complete policy review on how it will handle reports of or encounters with aggressive animals in the future. I think if they can It would help their cause right there if they take the word aggressive out and just had to deal with animals, period.
Because even animals that aren't aggressive may be aggressive. Some animals don't like cop uniforms. I'm not being cute here.
No, you're right.
Frank, South Lake PD, anytime he'd come over to the house, Rocco would always wig out. It was just something about the uniform. I don't know why. Once Frank would get in the house, Rocco would smell him. Oh yeah, I know you. Yeah. You're the good guy. You're the one that's going to arrest Daddy down the road. But once he got a sniff of him, he realized it was okay. There was something about that uniform.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got, Alvin?
Chick on line one is calling about officer training.
Yes, Pamela.
Hello. We would like to pass a law to prevent these situations from happening in the future.
Well, there probably already are laws in place of you don't just kill somebody or something for no reason.
Well, animal cruelty is a state jail felony in the state of Texas.
Okay, thanks for telling me that, and thanks for telling me where I am.
Thank God. I was really worried about you for a while. I've told Chloe, I told Alfie, I even sent a memo to Patrick Davis, operations manager.
I don't think Russ knows where he is.
Mm-mm. It's been a genuine concern. We were all just waiting for the proper time to bring it up, and thank God for Pamela. She's made that a lot easier. Welcome to your intervention.
He keeps saying something about Duluth. I don't know what he's talking about. There need to be laws. There are laws in place. Had this officer not had a body cam on, this has been a non-story.
Mm-hmm.
Will he shot the dogs for no reason? Well, we don't know that. We don't know if they attacked him or not, so... we're going to have to take the officer at his word because
he can talk.
Police officers are, for the most part, reliable. They're sworn to an oath. And I would say probably over 99% adhere to that oath. But you got a few jackasses that think, I can get away with this. Next time you better cover up that body cam.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of weird because in his report, it's almost like, in the moment, and as he's writing the report, he's forgotten that he has a body cam.
I guess after a while, it's just like anything else. People have said that with reality shows. I forgot, you know, there were cams on us. That's the only time I've heard that.
Yeah.
It's like I never forget that there are cams on in here.
No.
There was one day I went to get a boog and remembered. But then I remembered we were, during the breaks, we're always on the wide shot.
Yes.
I got that bitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There is no stop. It's all go. You get that boog.
Oh, once you feel the very end of it, you stick your finger in your nose, mm-hmm. and you know it's a good solid one.
Yeah.
One of those great big frosted oh, bitch.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You can't.
No. I can't stand. I don't care who's watching.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
I can't stand it.
Yeah, because once you find it, and you find the sweet spot, and you know you're on the verge, the Pope himself could walk in. I'm in the middle of a mission. I'm sorry, Your Holiness.
Sorry, you pontiff, but I'm on a hunt.
And if you just look at the Pope,
and it's funny, you don't even want to cheat because you could just do the farmer hanky,
no,
blow it out and be done.
No,
there's just something about the thrill of the chase.
That's right. Gots to get it.
It's not like it's really going that far. Sooner or later, it's gonna come out, even if it gets up into your sinuses where you can't get it with your finger.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get it with the needle nose, I know it's going to, one day, it's coming out.
But there's no satisfaction. You want the immediacy.
Yeah.
It's me against the booger.
Yeah, you don't want to wait out a booger. You want to go in and get it.
Well, first of all, booger doesn't want to wait me out. Because very few of them have come across needle nose pliers.
That is true.
And if I have to, I'll farmer hanky it a little just to get it back down to in range. I've had boogers just piss me off so far, I actually want to stick a gun in my nose.
Okay, that's...
Go a little further up, see what happens.
All right, you might have a problem.
Line two, Alfie?
Yep.
Yes, Lee?
So 99% of all cops are reliable. You really believe that?
Yes. Ask me again.
I got you. But
I already said yes. You asked me a question, I answered it.
Because you're buddies with them.
Nope.
Go do some YouTube searches.
I don't have to. Those are isolated. How many police officers do you think are in this country? How many YouTube videos are there of police officers breaking the law?
Thousands.
Really? You go count YouTube, and if it's not thousands, I'm going to come get you.
Yes.
similar.
Don't throw a number out at me that you don't know.
No, I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I've looked at.
Why? This. Because you hate cops. No. So there's nothing I can say that's going to change what you think.
No,
you hate cops. You wouldn't be looking for police videos where they're whatever they're doing is against the law. You wouldn't be doing it unless you hate cops. Just say it.
No.
Get it out
no.
in the open. It's freeing. You don't say
no,
it. You're
actually
a pussy.
Actually
pussy freezer. Man. That's Lee, the pussy man. Fly through the air, pussy man. I might hate the name Lee for the rest of my life. No offense to anybody else named Lee. Oh, there are thousands. You don't know that.
Who was that hooded hero?
He was pussy man. Dressed in nothing but pink shirt and pants, covered with his big furry coat. With his sidekick, Labia. You can't tell me. You can't. Don't try and mitigate your phone call. No, no, really. You wouldn't be looking for videos of cops and wrongdoing unless you hate cops.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't. Yeah, there's something about you that enjoys that. That's why you're looking at them, especially
because it's
to
a
him.
Validation of I hate cops for a reason.
Yeah, especially if you claim to have watched thousands of them, then clearly that's your favorite show. How many times have you searched YouTube for the things when police have done right?
Because, I'm trying to think if I've ever accidentally come across one on YouTube. No, people doing something superhuman, people pulling cars off people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like you sent us that link one day. How did this get on YouTube of people doing good things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot what the video was. It was something positive. I went, well, I sent the link around to anybody, everybody. I went, how the f*** did this get on YouTube?
Yeah, yeah, it was like it was people being actual humans towards each other. And it was a
I think it was people lifting a... like an Amtrak.
There was in Australia, there was the group of people, a guy had gotten his leg caught between the platform and the car.
Where there's actually a warning that says, hey, watch your step.
Mind the gap.
His phone got, his foot got stuck in the gap. And the train's getting ready to take off.
Yeah.
All these people got together and went, now.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed it enough for him to get his leg out. And nobody even hung around to go, hey, good job, or glad you're okay. It was like, that's what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you can say what?
No, you got it. You got it pretty much. I was just gonna say that there was also a compilation video that you sent. So it was all these different scenarios of people doing good things. You're like, wow, that was really nice. It was a nice break from all the stupid stuff we do to each other.
That's right. It was in that compilation. I remember part of that now. A lot of dash cams, a lot of body cams, whatever. Most of these were European, where dash cams and body cams are a little more prevalent.
Yeah.
Some old guy crossing the street. It's a POV from somebody in a car on a motorcycle. They get out and they block traffic and help this old guy across the street so he don't get mowed down.
That's nice. Because I've seen
it's
the
just random bullshit like that.
That's weird. Yeah, because I haven't seen that one. I have seen the video, though, where the guy's on a cell phone and he gets taken out by the car.
That's just, those aren't mean. Those are gratifying.
But still, it's a bad thing.
Not.
It's a bad thing that you're finding, technically, that you're finding joy in something. Like
I don't
that.
Go looking for them. They're just there. And the fact that somebody's not smart enough, forget about evolution and that guy, whatever.
Darwin.
Yeah. It's just being weeded out. It's just nice to watch because I'm sick of people looking down, not acknowledging the humanity that's going around. There could be somebody on fire next to them, and they're not going to notice unless they get a text from the guy that's on fire.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Quit moving. I got to tweet this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
help me. I'm on fire. Hey, I got your text. Hold on a second. Got to Instagram it. Damn it, you sent Snapchat. Now I lost it.
There's still three dots. Are you texting me back?
Yeah. I'm a-waiting.
Can't you look at me?
Alfie was lying, too.
He's a cop. He has a theory as to what happened with this incident.
Okay. Yes, Shane?
Yes?
Go ahead, boss. Shane.
Hello?
Shane?
Yes, sir.
Go.
Yes, sir. Hello?
The hell?
I don't know. Shane?
Yes, sir.
You don't start talking. I'm hanging up.
I'm right here, Russ. Can you hear me?
Have I not responded to everything you said?
Yes, sir. You have.
Talk now.
Okay. I'm about 90% sure that officer didn't know that there was audio on that body cam, because those body cams are fairly new to all departments since the Ferguson shooting. So I'm thinking that he was out, the dogs approached, he tisked at them, not knowing that there was audio being taken, and he shot the dogs. He thought that it was going to look all good on camera, and his report would concur with his what his body cam shows, the dogs coming at him.
That's probably the most insightful perspective I've gotten on this so far.
Yeah.
Because that would make sense. If you don't know there's audio, hey, I can call these dogs.
His incident report makes perfect sense if he assumes there's no audio.
If there's no audio to go with it. Have you seen the video?
I have not seen the video.
Do me a favor. How long before you get some place to watch it? Do you know how time works?
I'm guessing he's on duty.
I can tell you one thing. He ain't
I'm
a time
worried.
Cop. I gotta go. Alfie, if he looks at it and
the
calls
Russ
back,
Martin
let him
show.
Through.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
604, this is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Speedy Oil Change and Tune-Up. Traffic blows everywhere. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, right at I-35. The guardrail there is damaged. There's an earlier incident right now that's partially blocking the ramp to go southbound. It has traffic backed up back from Hampton Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-30 just before Ferguson. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up, though. Also all the way back from Hampton Road. Still about a 45-minute delay through that. Moving into Plano, southbound 75 just before Plano Parkway, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Parker Road. This one involves three cars. It's probably going to be there for a while. And Grapevine, westbound 114 just before 114, 121 Western Split. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic there is backed up back to 635. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound East Loop 820 right at Randall Mill, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to Highway 183. Listen to Cindy Skull all week long at 8:25 in the morning for a shot to win tickets to WWE Hell in a Cell. Details on it are at KGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Clear tonight, 60 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, clear skies again, which means lots of sunshine and a high around 84. It's 80 right now at 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Right, I made sure I sent the link of the shooting in Cleveland to contacts I had, police, attorneys, whatever. Dan did the same thing. So far, I haven't gotten anything back after them watching the video. And they all understand it's out of context.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the entire event, but it really seems like it's the entire encounter with those dogs, because
right.
They're coming down the drainage ditch as the officers looking for them.
Yes.
And the last, one of the last few replies I got, and I told all the cops, whomever, this is off the record, so you don't feel obliged to say, well, there always needs to be an investigation, because that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
But if you add them all up, getting emails from police officers, prosecuting attorneys, defense attorneys, and district court judges, that, paraphrasing, you can't go off on him hard enough, the cop that shot the dog. And that's after looking at the video and all of them knowing there's always more to a video than just a clip that's put out.
Right.
So for them to make that call, to me, that's enough for me to be pissed off right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop, what was his name, Shane, that called before the break?
Yes.
Said, well, he probably didn't know that there was audio, so. And that's the only thing that makes any sense to me.
Yeah. That was brilliant.
Nobody else has come up with that. I haven't seen that in any news stories. And I never would have thought about that on my own. Oh, it's a body cam. Oh, yeah, there's no audio. Although most of the cops should be used to being wired for audio with dash cams. But since it's a body cam.
And he's not anywhere, from what we can see, he's not anywhere near his vehicle. And we also know that not all departments have dash cams. City of Dallas does not have working dash cams in all their vehicles.
11's doing the story again right now.
Pitbull, you don't see the dog going down in the video, but you clearly see the shooting. Cleburne's mayor says that officer is now on paid administrative leave. The Texas Rangers have been asked to conduct their own investigation.
Happening now, DISD trustees.
I don't care. And that in itself, just an animal shooting. The Texas Rangers to get involved?
Uh-huh.
That would, if I was the mayor or the police chief, I'd be concerned.
Yeah.
Now, the police chief in Cleburne may have called for the Texas Rangers and outside departments to investigate this. So, anything, of course, they could have done that in Southlake.
No.
When Mandy said, well, that's not really what happened. We looked into it and we decided you're not a credible source. Oh, she was credible when she said, I slapped her around.
Right.
But when she said, no, that didn't really happen, now she's not credible. As far as Cleburne goes, that may be why they've asked for outside agencies.
And then that's a.
So if the Texas Rangers, you know, if the Texas Rangers come back and go, we looked at this and we see nothing wrong with it. Not really a lot of question there. Texas Rangers, state troopers. Either one of those groups don't really seem to like cops. So it's probably going to be a fair investigation.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think they're going to come back and say that this guy is going to go down for it. I just do not see it. I'm sorry. I don't see a scenario where this officer felt threatened.
No, and the more I think about what Officer Shane said of, he probably didn't know there was audio. If that's the case, and that's why it happened the way it did, I hate to be Captain Obvious, but that f***ed up, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
It puts me in a weird situation because of my affinity for law enforcement and animals. And when you have the two go up against each other, it gets even weirder for me. And I don't like to jump cops without a fair investigation, but I don't like this video.
You know who I think probably dislikes it more than you? The officer.
But he knew he was wearing a body cam.
Yeah, but again, going back on what Officer Shane said by calling in, this guy may not have known there was audio to go along with it. Which is a reason why he would probably really hate that video, because we can also listen to it.
Nobody told me there was audio to go with it. What do you think? Who are we, the Flintstones?
If you really truly think about it, to have a body cam with no audio would be really wasteful on the part of any police department using them. Because a lot of what happens
Not totally wasteful, because if there's an altercation and somebody's coming at the police officer, you don't really need audio. If they're coming at the officer, the instance where it doesn't work is if there's no audio, you can't hear the cop going, hey, come here, can I talk to you for a second there, fella?
Right.
Without audio, then it looks like the guy's coming at the cop.
Mm-hmm.
Now I may proceed to shoot you.
Yes.
And with the dogs, that's just a revelation when Shane called. Probably didn't know there was audio. That explains calling it off. Mm-hmm. With his gun already raised, because that gun was not drawn. That's always in a defensive stance, but it wasn't like a quick, oh, hell, this dog's coming after me, a quick pull, fire shots.
Right.
It was, he was trained on the dog, calls it again, and then pops it.
Yep. All the people that we've talked to, not one of them said that that was a righteous shoot.
Look, Mayor Betsy Price on TV. What's she doing?
1, 2, and 3 on November.
Is that how many times she's fallen off her bicycle?
Man, she's going to be mad at you for that.
What is she promoting? It's Proposition something.
It's Props 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I don't know what those are.
I'm not aware.
Do you know, Alfie? Maybe it's to protect bicycle riders.
I think it's for a new stadium or a new arena in Fort Worth.
Oh. Okay.
Like replacing the convention center?
I think it's Will Rogers.
Okay.
So, thinking of?
No, I was thinking convention
center. Well, Will Rogers is more of an auditorium. And unless you've ever been in there, that's really what it is. It looks like a high school auditorium. I remember the first time we had an Eagle event there with Jackal. Mm-hmm. I think that was the first time I met Jesse James. It was in the Will Rogers Auditorium. And I got there and went, this looks just like the one from Samuel from high school. Now I know why they call it an auditorium. Do they hate Will Rogers?
Maybe at the time it was built, it was really fancy.
Yeah, you could tell it was old school fancy.
It was old school high school. Because up on the stage, you could see the little things that would flip up on the stage. The lights.
Yeah.
And the upper level in the rear where the spotlight would be.
Right. Actually, if you think about it, that makes sense that it would be in that style. Because think back when most of the schools that we went to were built with those stages / auditoriums. It's probably around the same time Will Rogers was built. So
I would have built something nicer than a high school.
Well, it's just style of the time.
All right. Okay, with the cop shooting thing, that's somebody, something will happen. I'm just now I'm more pissed off after Shane called, saying, I probably didn't know he had audio.
Yeah. Yeah, because that is the biggest thing, because the officer.
Because that's the first thing I asked you after we started with this was, why would you call the dogs to you to shoot them? Oh, look, they're coming at me. Yeah, that's good. There's ain't no audio on this. I'm sorry, you can say what?
Well, I was just going to point out what Shane did was that in the officer's report, he makes no mention of him calling for the dogs.
Well, I said that, but Shane pointed out.
Right.
That could be the reason. He didn't know that there was audio.
Yeah.
And just to reinforce the fact that I'm still pro-police.
New from PLD Inc., another fine Dando product. As with all Dandos, they're formed from Dan's fabulous pee-pee. And now, introducing the Dando LE, specifically designed for law enforcement. The Dando LE comes with a pistol grip and will deploy the special penis-shaped missile straight into the perp's hiney. With a special anal-seeking sensor, it's a sure shot every time. Once it's penetrated its target, the Dando LE will extend 6 titanium spikes into the rectum, ensuring a solid grip. The Dando LE will then deliver 722,000 volts in their pocket. With a Dando LE's neuromuscular incapacitation, Grunt will fly out of that bunghole like a busted fire hydrant. Putting your life on the line every day doesn't mean you can't have fun. Put on your shield and go cook some criminal assholes, you f***ing hero. Another proud product of PLD.
You're gross.
It was just that face. I don't even know how to describe it. A face of disdain, disgust. Any word that has dis at the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
Dysentery.
That too. The family of Ebola-infected Dallas nurse Amber Vinson is defending her from critics who say she was careless in traveling to Ohio knowing she might have potentially exposed people to the deadly virus.
Well, she did get the okay from the CDC.
She did. Vinson, who's 29, is one of two Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital nurses to be diagnosed with Ebola after treating Thomas Eric Duncan.
I'm not going to do it. I'm certainly not going to tie up resources. But I wondered if you called whatever main number they have for the CDC, said, hey, I'd been exposed to Ebola. I treated somebody. I'm not showing any signs. Is it okay to fly? I wonder who it is you would actually end up talking to. If they transfer you or just the receptionist would go,
CDC, it's a Susie Q. What do you need?
Is it okay for me to fly?
Are you a CCR?
Yeah.
You can fly. Where are you going?
Up around the bend.
Okay, then.
Oh, God.
I'm just curious. It's the only CCR song I can think of. Who you would be transferred to, or would you? Or are there, you just mashing buttons?
If you'd like to fly, press one.
And then go through that whole process. Do you have a temperature more than 102? Because they never said who she got to talk to. They just said, like, she was being responsible, made some calls.
Mm-hmm.
They said, okay, it's dandy to fly, and then she flew.
Yeah.
I still think it was irresponsible.
Well, part of the family statement said, we are troubled by some of the negative public comments and media coverage that mischaracterize Amber and her actions. To be clear, in no way was Amber careless prior to or after her exposure to Mr. Thomas Herrick Duncan. She was not and would not knowingly expose herself to anyone else. Vincent's family stressed that before traveling, she had contacted hospital officials who were in contact with the CDC. Vincent indicated she felt funny and spent extra time resting during her visit to the Akron area in the days before she was diagnosed in Dallas. Vincent did not experience typical symptoms of Ebola at the time of her trip. That's also according to the CDC. The family added, suggestions that she ignored any of the physician and government-provided protocols recommended to her are patently untrue and hurtful.
I never heard any of those. I heard that she made phone calls and had a mild grade fever,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. The only problem is if she really told that to the CDC and they said fly anyway, it would still be in your and everybody else's best interest not to go anywhere because you don't know if your fever is going to stick at 99.5.
Right, and not only that, but also everyone's completely overreacting to all of this. And the CDC didn't seem to have a really good handle on it, as can be told from this situation. They were like, yeah, go ahead and fly.
Yeah, if you really wanted to point to somebody that never overreacted, it was the CDC.
Yeah, they're like, ah.
Is it okay?
Sure, go ahead.
You're not coming to D.C. or any place near us, right? No?
Yeah, go ahead. Come. Yeah. Fly.
Dandy. Go. Take Southwest now. It's cheaper.
I know, it was almost like there was some sort of travel discount like on Expedia for that week of, you know, a special Ebola sale. Anyone care to fly to Ohio? What about a cruise to Belize?
Oh, sure. She'd get on a plane thinking possibly she had Ebola, but she wouldn't get on there if she had peanut allergies. Not exact perfect analogy, but you get it.
No. You're right. This may be one of the worst situation to bad luck ever. Authorities say a black bear ate the body of a California man after he died of a heart attack on his way to check his water supplies. Marion Lee Williams was 65. He died sometime last week, not far from his property, which is where the bear had also created a home for itself. The bear probably came across Williams, who had collapsed and died of a heart attack, then dragged his body into a cave to eat. Investigators... This is how they had to identify him. Investigators used Williams' fingerprints, dentures, and pieces of clothing.
Damn, bear be hungry. And you can't say anything. You can't say the bear was dangerous because bears... But it does go back and reinforce that bears really don't like to fight somebody to eat them.
Right.
They don't like a lot of resistance.
They'd rather
is
you...
Is it bears or sharks? I think it's bears.
Yeah, it's bears.
So this guy was already dead. The bear had nothing to do with it. This was just like a freebie.
Yeah.
Oh, look, UNICEF stopped by.
What a lucky day.
The California Department of Fish and Wildlife considered searching for the bear to potentially euthanize it, according to their spokesman, but the bear was long gone. And he also said, the bear does not pose a public threat. It was just doing what bears do.
Bears eat.
Mm-hmm.
God died.
Williams lived alone and off the grid in a trailer in the community of Bryceland, California, 6 miles west of Redway, wherever that is. But for me, part of it was one story I thought I saw, they said he was like 85% eaten. So
that's a lot. So the bear must have eaten most of the head.
So, but I'm still left
one hands.
They were able to get at least one fingerprint. But I'm still wondering, how do you know he died of a heart attack?
Well, they can go back. Post-mortem, they can tell if somebody was dead before they were dropped into a swimming pool.
Okay.
You know, drowned, if there's water in the lungs. They can look at a heart. Then again, he could have seen the bear and had the heartache. Regardless, something. How old was the guy?
65.
Yeah, okay, that's old. My perspective hasn't really changed.
Okay.
When I hit 60, 65 ain't going to be old.
All right.
At 54, 65, it's dead.
It's still. So you're thinking he lived a nice full life. And he just unfortunately ends up as bear poop.
And he was out in the woods, forest, by himself.
He lives alone and off the grid.
This was around his house and he got eaten.
Yeah, on his property, wherever, outside his trailer. He was going to check his water supplies.
There in itself is a reason why living off the grid, no offense to Rob Riddlemoser, our old producer, who's big on off the grid. It's not really the best of all ideas, because if you're off the grid and you're out in the middle of nowhere, that means any first responders are going to take forever.
Yeah.
If there's anybody out there, because you get that rural, then it's all volunteer everything.
Yeah. And at that point, that's why in order to be truly off the grid and really, you know, truly prepared, you have to be your own first responder. You've got to be your own fire department doctor.
Betsy Price on TV again.
2 and 3 on November 4th. It's definitely Fort Worth It.
Missed it again, and that's the ugliest fluorescent green jacket I've ever seen. Love Mayor Price, but that's an ugly jacket. Must have been a gift.
God. I did. While you were distracted by the neon jacket, it is, the props are for a Fort Worth multi-use arena.
Okay. We already know that that's good for any city. You got the Cowboy Stadium in Arlington. You know what that's done for the economy. We've got we don't have one in Dallas. Mayor Miller made sure of that.
Mm-hmm. Good job there, lady.
Well, we have the Cotton Bowl, which we don't even get to use the name all gear.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? During the, not the Pro Bowl. What is it when the Cotton Bowl is in Arlington?
During bowl season.
So we can't use the name Cotton Bowl during bowl season. Is that right? When is it somebody else uses the name Cotton Bowl?
Yeah, it's for the actual, there's the Cotton Bowl game, which is separate now from the physical Cotton Bowl stadium.
I don't know how you have a game called the Cotton Bowl game and not be at Fair Park.
Because Jerry Jones.
Take your name.
Yeah, because at one point, because the bowl game is different as an entity.
So is it a Cowboys stadium they have the Cotton Bowl game?
Yes.
Cotton Bowl Classic.
Yes.
That's at Cowboy Stadium.
Yes.
I'm surprised Jerry Jones just didn't take the entire name of the city of Dallas. What do you call Cowboy Stadium now? Dallas? What do you mean, like, is that a nickname? No, nope, we call it City of Dallas.
Actually, he'd probably find a way to make Dallas give him money.
If you're going to continue to keep calling Dallas City of Dallas, I'm going to need licensing rights as far as the Jones family goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go ahead and you can have City Hall and everything. But if you want to sit in those seats, you're going to need season tickets.
I'm sorry, Councilman Carraway. You want that seat? You have to buy a seat license.
That's going to be $5,000.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I'm a city councilman. That's why I'm giving you a deal. It's $5,000. Now, if you want to sit in it, another 50 for the year. And all those parking spaces you used to get for free.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I would be dangerously cautious if I had anything that I thought Jerry Jones might want. Especially if is he the one that got the name Cotton Bowl Classic?
No, that was something that is, it's a separate entity. The bowl game is a separate, like, company.
But it's played at Cowboys Stadium.
It is now, yeah.
I got an email from somebody last week. Why don't you call it its name, AT&T Stadium? Because they don't give me any money.
Right.
That's the reason these big companies love AT&T, got AT&T U-verse, let the porno flow.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not giving me money, I'm not calling it AT&T Stadium. If I can identify it, and you know where it is, and I need to say the sponsor, it's Cowboy Stadium.
Right.
Rangers, the ballpark in Arlington. Verizon Center, you got to call that because nobody knows what the hell that is. I don't even know where it is. Is that the one in Grand Prairie?
Yes, it is.
Jack's is the one that's the Coca-Cola Starplex?
Yes. And now I'm really confused because you had, at one point, it was Pizza Hut Park.
Frisco?
In Frisco, but now I don't know what the name is.
I think it's going to be called Toyota Stadium, or it is called Toyota Stadium currently.
Oh, okay. See, that's where I think it helps to have the initial brand. Like Texas Stadium, you knew it was Texas Stadium. Cowboys Stadium, you knew it was Cowboys Stadium. I always thought you could have gone this route. You could name it AT&T Stadium, but call it Landry Field. On the field level, the field, that's Landry. The building, slap AT&T all over that if you want.
Yeah, that way you can still identify where it is, and if you really want to say the thing that covers the field.
Right.
But I think you always need to work in something to where I know where it is, because I can't keep track of all these different corporations that are buying arenas, stadiums, centers. You know, like the Frisco one, where whatever that is.
Toyota Stadium now.
What was it?
Pizza Hut Park.
Pizza Hut, that was the one, Bear Rawlings.
Yeah, that was part of his tenure there. Yeah, I think...
I just got you. Work the city in there someplace. Arlington Stadium, brought to you by AT&T, or Frisco Place.
Yeah, because there's another thing over there, too. Another arena.
Dr. Pepper Park?
Yeah.
Are you still talking about Frisco?
Yes.
That is Frisco, yeah.
Is it still Dr. Pepper?
Yes, that one is. That's still where the Rough Riders play.
Yeah. Safeway or somebody didn't buy them out. It's not Dr. Thunder Stadium now.
Man, I hope not. Oh, man. The Rough Riders went generic.
First it's Dr. Thunder, then it's Mountain Mist Stadium.
Fresca.
I like Fresca. Alfie, what's line one?
He says he's a Cleburne officer calling about the shooting.
No, I'm past that. Not trying to be rude. Thank him for his time. Thank him for his service.
You got it.
Thank him for being a police officer. Ask him to stop shooting dogs.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:37. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Traffic still blows out there right now. Only a few real accidents to speak of, though. We'll start off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 about at I-35. The exit ramp there is closed due to that earlier damage from a guardrail from an earlier accident. Traffic there is backed up back from Polk Street. Into Arlington, southbound 360 right after Trinity Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from East Midway Drive. And finally, in Plano, southbound 75 just before Plano Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Parker Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Clear skies, 60 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, sunny. A high of 84. Right now, 80. A 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right. Where were we?
We were a Washington State teacher who allowed students to spin a wheel of misfortune to avoid detention is keeping her job after an investigation determined her use of the spinning wheel to dole out punishments was an inappropriate classroom management technique.
Was there anything physically abusive or even verbally abusive?
It depends on how you interpret it.
Well, obviously, I'm going to be a little more generous and letting her get away with it.
Okay. Kimberly Pattison is 41. She's a science teacher. The school district put her on administrative leave and removed the spinning wheel from the classroom on October 9th after cell phone video surfaced showing students in her class being pelted with soft rubber balls by other classmates after they spun the wheel for minor infractions. One student, Zoe Zapp, said, what?
Zoe Zapp?
Zapp. Z-A-P-F, however you want to say it. Let's just call her Zoe. She said, I was chewing gum in class. She looked over and she told me to spin the wheel, and that's like a normal thing. She spun the wheel, which landed on Cush Firing Squad. She said classmates said the teacher took turns hit. She said classmates and the teacher took turns hitting her with a Cush ball. She said, I clearly said that I didn't want to do this, and after that, I found out that you can opt out with a lunch detention. And when I said I don't want to do this, she said, too bad, and I got pelted. The video showed her using a textbook to shield her face as the Cush ball is thrown at her. Her mother then lodged a bullying complaint against the teacher, prompting the teacher's suspension.
What does a Cush ball weigh? I know it's not a Nerf ball.
Well, it's even softer than that. It's like a sponge.
Well, that's what a Nerf ball is.
Well, it's a lot softer.
A Cush ball is one that has like all the weird tendrils or whatever coming out of it. The thin, thin little filaments.
Tentacles?
Tendrils. Like, it's like a...
How dare you correct me. You come in here and spin our wheel.
As soon as I saw this story, I was like, somehow someone's going to spin our wheel.
I don't even think we've updated ours.
Let's see.
What is a mama bird? Just looked over our wheel of fortune, really.
That's where somebody takes food from another person's mouth.
Damn.
Yeah, that one's pretty rough.
Pan to the head. We can't do that anymore because we threw all the pans out.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, wow. Dry shampoo. Who could live through that?
William Tell.
Is that where I shoot something off somebody's head?
Yes.
That's it.
I like that one.
Yeah, we figured that's a mainstay.
Dan counts your ribs. Yeah, we got to update that. There's got to be something about
gravity and falling in roofs.
Roof, go off it. The statement from the district added that the district planned to work with the teacher on more positive and productive classroom management skills going forward.
How hard is it to remember? Not that you gum in class.
It doesn't matter.
I'm truly surprised that that's still a rule. You can say, well, you know, Miss Johnston, I had to stop smoking. This nicotine gum. Because you almost got an excuse for anything.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Tourette's, and this keeps me from going. Damn it! Whore! Things like that.
Yeah.
I'd rather you chew gum than call me a whore.
That makes sense. Yeah, if you can get a note from your doctor, then I'm sure they'll make an exception.
Big d***s!
Yeah, that could be distracting in the middle of algebra.
Hey, Zoe. God!
Hey, Zoe.
God! I'll be right down.
If you've ever wondered why your cell phone doesn't last as long as it's supposed to, there are some things you can do to take better care of it.
I've never had one crap out on me.
The battery?
Oh, is that what this is?
Yeah.
I've never had a battery go out. I didn't even know they could. I mean, obviously at a certain point, but I just assumed they lasted, I don't know how long I've ever kept a smartphone, probably like most people. No, actually, I've had the one I've got for more than 2 years.
No, they're talking about the battery life.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'd get rid of a smartphone. I didn't have, Alfie, can you even replace a battery?
You can, but on iPhones, I don't think you're able to if you're not specialized in it.
So you'd have to take. Okay. I think I've had this, I got the iPhone 4 something.
4S.
How old is that? 3 years, 4 years?
Something like that.
Okay. I've never had any issues with the battery.
Well, one thing you can do is you can keep topping it off throughout the day. Some people think a cell phone battery has a memory and that you should run it all the way down and teach it its capacity. But that's only for nickel-based batteries. Cell phones have lithium-ion ones. Letting a phone battery go to zero is actually dangerous. It can get chemically unstable, but it also doesn't like being fully charged. The way to maximize the battery life is to top it off as often as possible and keep it between 40 and 80%. Also, keep it cool. The warmer your phone gets, the more capacity your battery loses. At 77 degrees, a lithium-ion battery loses 20% of its capacity every year. And if you carry your phone in your pocket, it's going to be hotter than that all day long.
Then I would guess one of those, what do you call it? Not a wireless charger, but those charger pads where you just, are they called wireless?
Yeah.
But you actually lay it on the charger. Well, those get warm.
Yeah, and they actually say in this story not to do that. They say do not charge it wirelessly. Wireless charging mats get pretty hot after a while. Overall, there's really no need to worry about battery life because even if you abuse your battery, it'll still last for 2 years with some capacity left over, and by then you're probably getting a new phone anyway.
I printed this out. I forget when. I think I've been sitting on this for a week or so. And I think this comes out almost every time a new iPhone comes out. It's a hoax ad that people pass around on social media that says, if you microwave your phone for about half a minute, it'll charge it.
Seriously?
And there's actually a Photoshopped ad. This one says, they call it The Wave, an iOS 8 exclusive.
No.
What is a Wave? Wave is our latest and greatest addition to iOS 8. Wave allows you your device to be charged wirelessly through microwave frequencies. Wave can be used to quickly charge your device's battery using any standard household microwave.
We are so stupid.
I don't care what any ad said. I'm not sticking dick in a microwave. And I'm certainly not sticking anything with metal on it.
And electronics and God, no.
How Wave works. iOS 8 contains new drivers that interface with your device's radio baseband, allowing it to synchronize with microwave frequencies and use them to recharge your battery. And the story goes on to say, these instructions are, of course, false. Microwaving a smartphone will not only ruin the device, it can also cause a fire or even explosion. Don't be fooled into microwaving your iPhone. This was the LAPD had to issue a warning that said, the Wave capability is a hoax. Don't be fooled by it. The Los Angeles Police Department Communications Unit tweeted, no metal objects shall ever be placed in a microwave, said Brian Humphrey, spokesman for the Los Angeles Fire Department.
Oh, God.
Even a little tin foil can cause a fire. So that much metal from a phone could lead to some more manner of an explosion. While the LAFD does routinely get calls about microwave fires, none have been responsive to the iPhone 6. Da-da-da. And then it shows pictures of people that took pictures of their phone that says, this doesn't work. There are a couple right there.
Oh, you poor, poor people.
Another one posted a picture of a fire in their microwave, and somehow it looks like the picture's blurred and it's in black and white. But it looks like the fire spread beyond the microwave. But they still had a chance to take a picture of it with something. Oh, my God. The Wave thing just blew up my phone.
Well, you big dummy. You should have put it on low power.
I know. I love how they're actually blaming the Wave thing and not the actual microwave.
Alfie, put the camera on me. I don't know if you can see that on the video stream.
Oh, my God.
That's one where the phone and most of the counter is on fire. Los Angeles Police Department issued a formal public statement to local iPhone 6 owners to inform them that they should not be microwaving their new smartphones in an attempt to charge a device. This comes on the heels of a new and entirely fake online ad campaign posted to notorious online message board websites. I'm like, give the website. The directions go on to state that a near-dead phone can be charged for 60 seconds at 700 watts or 70 seconds at 800 watts. The ad concludes that the charging time should not exceed 300 seconds.
Doesn't take more than 2 seconds to fry your device.
I looked online. There's a guy on YouTube that shows a video of him putting his phone in the microwave and pulling it out. See, look. It's got like another 10% charged. I only put it in there for a few seconds, which obviously all of that's fake. But you still have people. You know, is it really that big of a surprise? You had corporations fall for the Nigerian scam, the emails.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see some Photoshopped ad that looks like it came from Apple. Yeah, put it in the microwave. It'll be all right. The new iPhones are comprised of microwavable materials. Because the cases on the iPhones, that's metal, right?
Yes, it's aluminum.
That's going to spark up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, my phone blew up. Oh, my God, where'd you put it? Like one day, what are we sticking the microwave in here? CD?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Something from Billy the Kid. I forgot what it was. And I turned it on. I didn't get 2 feet away from it. Walking back to my mic, and damn, went fire.
It was, man. It was a good one. It's all bright and shiny.
Alfie, has this happened before?
This has. Like you said, every time when a new phone comes out, this hoax spreads. The website that does it, they get better and better at coming out with new little aspects of the hoax every time, and people fall for it. This same website has convinced people to basically destroy their computers by having them delete a specific file on it.
Is that the something with microwave Microsoft and some bundle or Rundle 32?
Exactly. Yeah, System 32. You delete that, you kill Windows. And they'll say, oh, go delete that. It'll make your computer run faster.
You know what? I've seen that before. This was like years ago. I want to say 5, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually looked. I went to my computer. If you do this and this, and if you see this on your computer, you need to take that off. I looked at it. I thought, nah, it's kind of working okay now. I don't know what that thing is there, but I'm going to leave it. So I almost fell for it. And if you don't know anything about programming computers, or what's part of the base functioning system, platform, you don't know what you can really get rid of.
That's why it's like so many computers had that, whatever the Windows program, whatever year it was, when you'd go into, just the control panel, it was all shadowed out to where you couldn't see it and mess it up. You had to go through an extra prompt to even convince the computer to let you in this area, basically saying, I know what I'm doing. I'm not going to kill my computer.
Yeah, the prompt was something like, if you go in this far, you could screw something up.
Yep.
Dah! I got this. I found a fix on the internet.
I'm going to delete this so I can get faster internet.
Now, Alfie, and let's say you to delete that, whatever it was, the 32 file.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
System 32.
Will the computer not even boot back up?
Nope. You just killed your OS.
Oh, sh**. What? And no way to go back in and fix that.
Not unless you reinstall everything.
So you can.
You can, but...
Well, how can you get it to reboot if the computer won't even come back on?
It's going to boot to its BIOS, and from there you can have it either install a new operating system, but you just killed Windows at that point.
All right, so the computer's not totally useless. You just have to reinstall Windows.
Yep.
Okay, what you need to do is go into your operating system. Click on control panel. See that thing that says C, computer?
Uh-huh.
Delete that.
You don't need that.
And then everything will run. That's the thing that's slowing you down.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole C drive. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Straight up 7 o'clock. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Getting started off in Dallas, eastbound I-20, right at I-35. That exit ramp there has been shut down due to that earlier guardrail damage from an earlier accident. Traffic is backed up back to Polk Street. In Arlington, southbound 360, just after Trinity, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back from Midway. And finally, in Plano, southbound 75, just before Plano Parkway, got an accident there blocking the left lane. This one has traffic backed up back from Parker Road. Listen to City Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win tickets to WWE Hell in a Cell at the American Airlines Center. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by SiriusXM. Tonight's low 60 degrees. Tomorrow's high 84 with plenty of sunshine. Temperature right now, 80 degrees, but 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, got it, Dan.
Okay. Now, where was that story? Most people agree that men and women should be equal in the workplace, but when it comes to dating, it's a different story. The majority of people think the man should pay. From a recent study on the subject, most men and over half of women report that men are paying for all the dates, even after the couple's been together for a while. 57% of women claim they offer to help pay, but most women secretly hope that men reject those offers.
I don't know. I'd like to say that at a certain point, no, I'm not paying anymore. And I don't know, it may be a position, a feeling of power. You just feel this obligation, and I don't know why. Maybe it's because I've always made more than the chicks I've dated. So, you know, if we went out a lot and they paid for even half, I know it would be a financial hardship.
Right.
So we wouldn't be able to go out as much. But when I've dated chicks that offered to pay, which you appreciate the gesture, still didn't let them. I know I'd like to go the Tom Likas route, and it's like, well, him.
Right.
But I don't know. I hate to be chivalrous, but just can't shake it.
Deep down, you like it. You like chivalry.
I must. I don't get it. I don't like it. My conscience doesn't like it. Obviously, my id or ego likes it.
I think with men, for the most part, we're happy to be chivalrous as long as it's appreciated. As soon as we catch whiff of you taking advantage or taking it for granted,
Yeah, there was a chick coming in the parking garage. This was a week before last. She, obviously, they're having a party or something on her floor, whatever, in this building.
Okay.
And she's got her arms full. So I run over the door. I pull it all the way open to the point to where I'm actually stuck behind the door so she can get in because she's got a bunch of stuff.
Sure.
Not a damn thank you acknowledgement or something. Goes on, mashes the elevator, doesn't say anything to me on the elevator. So guess who got a nice air biscuit?
Yeah, that's where you want to tell the lady, this elevator ride can go two ways.
Like, you saw me hold the door open. You didn't think that Casper just opened it up on it, and it just magically opened.
Just look over at her. Hi, bitch.
did you just look?
It wasn't a loud one.
Dang, I wish you could have.
Oh, she knew it, because when it hit me, I went, oh. Oh, I say, damn. It's like one of those. And you're trying to keep your butt cheeks together so it's not really loud, so it's not a butt wobbler. Just so It hits her. But I didn't do it on the elevator coming from the parking garage to the first floor. I waited till we got on the regular elevator, so we're on there for at least three floors.
Nice.
Where I get off.
Right, and then you get off, and then she's stuck with it.
Live with that.
Take that with you.
That's right. That just happened. Take it with you.
That would be awesome if in that moment you just stare at her and you just say,
I had too many bananas.
You remember me holding that door open for you? And then you just hike a leg and let her rip. Ding. Have a nice day. Off to your floor.
It opens.
Yeah, you just give her a nice quick one. Good day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus be with you.
Because you're going to need the help.
So what's the story?
That part was my favorite, though. 57% of women claim they offer to help pay, but most women secretly hope that men reject those offers.
57%?
57 claim they offer to help pay, but most of them still say they hope the men reject that offer.
I don't recall Mandy ever reaching for her purse, ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Ever, ever. Freeloading.
Trying to think.
44% of women are annoyed if a man acts like he expects a contribution.
Why would you be annoyed? How do they justify that? Why do you think you get a free ride? It doesn't say in the story?
No.
Just gives you percentages and not any type of justification.
Yeah.
First of all, 57%. That's hiked. There's no way that many women offer to pay. And what percentage are mad?
44% get mad if a man acts like a contribution is expected.
I would say it depends on how long you've been together.
Mm-hmm.
First date, I don't care what Tom says. He can chew my ass all he wants. I feel an obligation. I don't know why. There's no justification. Unless she asked me out, then I would at least go 50-50. I would, if they offered.
On the other hand, as a guy, if she asked you out, you'd be so excited to be like, I'll pay for it all right now. That is so cool of you to ask me out.
Mm-hmm. Will you have lots and lots of drinks? Because I wanted to go out with you for a long time, and if you have lots and lots of drinks, I know things are probably going to go better, and then later I will be able to your Thank you kindly.
Also, 2/3 of men believe that women should help pay, and they're frustrated with women if they don't offer. And then half of men say that's a deal breaker if the chick didn't at least offer to help pay.
Again, it depends on what point you are in your relationship.
Something like this, I assume it's going to be on the early side.
That it would be a deal breaker?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I find somebody that I have good conversation with and everything else kind of falls into place, and if they're a tightwad, I'll put up with it. Because actually, most chicks are tightwad. Sorry, babies. No offense.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they feel.
But, you know, most of you are. Especially ones that get all dressed up, you go out to bars, you're single, and you don't take any money. You don't bring your wallet.
But
you know there are going to be enough dildos to buy you drinks.
Exactly. And ultimately, whose fault is that?
It's ours.
Yeah.
But I'd never buy drinks for chicks. Ooh. Not that I don't know.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Buy me a drink. Suck my dick. Why would you say that?
Why would you ask me to buy you a drink?
Yeah. I thought maybe you'd like to buy me one. I thought maybe you'd like to suck my dick.
Yeah. Because if you think about it, because if she comes up and says, you want to buy me a drink, she's letting you know that she thinks it's worth it to you to buy her a drink.
What's by it for you, me? What's it for me? For me buy you a drink. What's right. it for me?
By you responding to her saying, suck this, that's just a counteroffer.
We're negotiating.
That's right.
You say, buy me a drink. That's, in business school, that's called an offer to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
I say, suck my You counteroffer. You say, you'll me off. And I'll go, okay, I'll buy you a well drink. Mm-hmm.
No one's getting premium for a handy?
For jerking me? You ain't getting top shelf. You ain't getting top shelf unless I can hit it. I tell you what, jerk me off and wherever it lands is what type of drink you can have. Think of it like Dave and Buster's and levels.
You might want to give the heads up to the bartender. Hey, you might want to step aside a little bit.
Don't be blocking my shot. I like that game in itself. What type of drink can I have? F*** me off, see where it ends. If we can hit the very top shelf, you can have top shelf.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the floor, you get whatever they call that drink where they take the sponge and...
The bar mat shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can have that. Maybe next time you'll think before you come up. Well, I can't just... I want to bleep out suck.
You got excited.
I can't just suck your... Well, I can't just buy you a drink.
Sorry, it sounds to me like we're at a negotiating impasse.
Yeah. We're at a standstill. Now, where do we go from here? You going to go on strike? Because I know some bitches that'll cross the line. I can get a nasty fat bitch to me off right now.
That was pretty good. I got plenty of scabs in my phone book here.
And on my... From screwing those chicks. I've just never understood the mentality. Even if... Let's say I was good looking. Model hot. Brad Pitt. Somebody like that.
Sure.
I can never imagine walking up to a chick. Hey, baby. Buy me a drink. Will you eat my... No. I'm too good looking for that.
Mm.
Buy me a drink, you whore. I mean, just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just reverse it. Could you play that out in your mind where you walk? Well, you could, Dan. Dan could get away with it.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, you could.
No.
You walk up all smooth.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bitch?
I would not do that.
Dan's show is thirsty. Dan's show would like a drink. Dan likes top shelf. Dan likes third person.
I do not.
Dan needs a drink right now.
Elbow leaning on the bar.
So what do you think? Buy Dan a drink? Dan wants to get drunk. Dan didn't bring any money. I wish I was ballsy enough to do that to chicks. Not only walk up, buy me a drink, but talk about myself in third person.
That would be fun to watch.
Oh.
Give it a whirl. Next time you're at Abuelo's and you see a cute-looking girl, just mosey on up.
I couldn't even do that if it was set up. You know, the scenario you walk in the bar and it's really your girlfriend? I would, no.
Or even if it was like a prank, whatever they used to do on TV.
Candid?
Candid can, something like
Punked.
That. Punked.
Yeah.
I couldn't even do it if I knew that where I could finally go, all right, this was a hose job. This wasn't real. I'd be too uncomfortable.
It's so far out of your character to do it that you just couldn't possibly form the words, let alone the actions, like where you lean back on the bar and be like, so.
My name is Russ. Russ would like a drink. Russ likes to drink. Russ wants you to buy him a drink. Russ likes to take a shit on chicks.
Might have gone a little too far there.
Russ would like for you to look at his
What kind of purse you got?
Russ wants to in your purse. Russ wants you to buy him a drink and sit here long enough so he can in your mouth later.
I say go out in the world and try it.
Doing that.
Just see where it gets you. I'd be curious to see if someone actually buys you a drink.
I know what it's like. I wonder if that would be different enough for a chick to go, that's a pickup line I've never heard.
Yeah.
Russ wants a drink.
Where's your purse?
Russ likes to take a in purses. kind of purse you got? Because Russ only in Dooney and Burks.
Mm-hmm.
That also would be an interesting approach. Outside of the third person telling her to buy you a drink, you just walk up to a chick in the bar and say, hey, what kind of purse you got?
Then open it up and go. Will that get me top shelf? Are we going to go at 7:15?
Oh, play the Dando thing one more time. The new Dando.
Oh, yeah, the Star Wars, yes.
Even you like that?
I like it. Again, like I said before, I can't be mad at you for it. It's really good.
Say, baby. I noticed you sitting over here at the bar.
Uh-huh.
Is that your purse? So what do you think? All right, let's do this.
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new Dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own junkatelia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD, Inc. presents the Dando Calrissian. It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Butt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your partner's Death Starfish. The Dando Calrissian is oh so pleasurable when shoved into their Wedge Antilles. Beautifully designed, it's adorned up and down the shaft with Yodas and shit. And why would you need a Dando Calrissian?
You never know when friends might show up.
Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Let's go, Dan.
All right. For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and for all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Later.
Metroplex.